Yeah, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm here to tell you about this little place called West Milford. Yup, it's hell living here, I mean. There's over 500 delis, over 600 pizzerias, and over 700 banks. I mean, there's nothing to do here, nowhere to go, no malls. You can basically call this a hickville. That's why today, man, I'll tell you about West Milford. I mean, this place sucks. West Millie, summers are hot, winters are chilly. You wanna live here? Well, fool, don't be silly. In the middle of nowhere, surrounded by trees, bears, wolves, insects, and fleas. And don't forget about the unsolved mysteries of what's growing in the lake. Hey, don't ask me, please, cause to me, yeah, it looks pretty scary. To walk up the hills, it's a struggle and a fight. And the skaters and the dirtbags hang out at ShopRite all night to the early light, and most of them are white. No sidewalks, no water fountains, and basically there's two parts. Up and down the mountain, our wells keep the water flowing. Drugs and alcohol is what keeps us going. Brains are never growing. Next door neighbors are dicks, always having a fit. And the kids in their cars thinking they're the shit. Yeah. West Millie sucks, I can't take it to more. Up the woods and the trees and the no-name stores. The cops are all dicks and I'm surrounded by hicks. I can't take it no more, take it no more. West Millie sucks, I can't take it no more. Up the woods and the trees and the no-name stores. The cops are all dicks and I'm surrounded by hicks. I can't take it no more, take it no more, take it no more.
This Edward Williams, what? Big Eddie Head, y'all can't even touch me, man. What? Rippin' New Jersey, rippin' North New Jersey, man. Martin Luther King Boulevard.
Y'all ain't even on my left.
Big Eddie Head, Edward Williams.
Big Eddie Head,
y'all ain't even on my level.
No. Broadcasting live from New Jersey.
No.
Strap in, kids.
No.
Because you're now listening to the DJ New Style Show.
You can't say no.
Are you guys having a killer time?
Oh. Sweet. Oh. 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 Gosh. Oh. Gross. Oh. Yes.
Yeah, what's going on, everybody? Oh, what's going on, people? Yeah, we got a show for you tonight. I don't know if it's the show you want to hear, but it's the motherfucking DJ New Style Show. That's right. That's right. Broadcasting live from New Jersey. Hey, what's going on? Hey. Yeah, we're going to lay off that for a little bit, but we're going to get back on it, right back on the Trizac. Aha! Yeah, that's right. Every now and then we like to have, go into autistic fits on the DJ New Style Show. Yeah, nice. We got a lot of regular listeners tuning in. We got a ton of listeners. Holy shit. Flashback time was... If you flash back like 2 months ago, we were doing the show for like 4 people. And it's sad to know that there are people still doing it for that small amount of people. Yeah. Rumby checking in already with another smart-ass comment, which is why we like him. I thought this was Lene D's musical Saturday Mornings, because I do sound like an 8-year-old girl. Oh, JG, we had him in the room for like 3 seconds. He's the guy who did the West Millie song I just played. I played it for him, and he leaves. Hey, whoa, wait. You know what that means, everybody? We have to get little Jimmy Rhodes in here. I don't know if he's even ready. He's got some shit going on in his life. He's not ready. But you know what? We do have the little Jimmy Rhodes substitute kit. See, when little Jimmy Rhodes has to do things, which is inevitable, because we all have things that go on in our life, that's why we have the little Jimmy Rhodes substitute, which would be the little Jimmy Rhodes sound clip collection. So, Jimmy, what's going on?
Little pumpkins on my lap. Oh, yes.
Yes, Jimmy, that's right. That is right. Oh, Jimmy, what else is going on? Are you in the chat room, Jimmy? Are you watching this?
I'd like to see that chat room is finally banging.
Yes, that's right. The chat room is indeed banging, Jimmy. But, you know, what if I were to get sick? Who would I have to go see?
Dr. Rabbit.
Not likely. Not bloody likely. Jimmy Rhodes' substitute? You suck, Rhodes. I want to thank Eric from Eric's Archives for doing that little number there. Calling out, you suck, Rhodes, whenever little Jimmy Rhodes was sucking. Well, we got a lot of shit we have to get to tonight. We're going to be doing some freestyles. We got to give special thanks to a few supporters of the DJ New Style Show. We have some ammo we got to unleash on some targets. We've got tons of ammo. And, hey, oh, looks like we got a new listener to the DJ New Style Show. So, hey, when we get new listeners, we steal C-Rock's homosexual new listener song, and we play it like this. Hey.
We got hey. a new listener.
Hey.
We got a new. We got a new.
Hey.
A new listener.
I suck dick like a champ.
Ken, you think I don't know these man secrets already?
Hey.
Yeah, that's right. You heard the voice of C-Rock and Ali just giving an exchange back and forth. You know what? I could do this. I could just play these three clips and that song on loop, and basically you'd have their entire show. Oh, we got Shawnee Murphy checking in on the chat room. MCK321. Shawnee Murphy has not listened in a long time. Nor has he contributed. If you want to get on the show, you have to call Skype. Not call Skype. Fuck, I suck. Hey, why don't we just fart bell that one? That would be crazy. If I just go and then play a bell, that means we're going to reverse it. Hey, that's right. You are broadcasting live from New Jersey. Hey, I am C-Rock. And I am a latent homosexual. That's right. Ugh. 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 They suck. They really do.
Ken, you think I don't know these man secrets already?
Hey.
I suck dick like a champ.
Ken, you think I don't know these man secrets?
Yeah, we don't... You know, I was going to do the whole loop thing, but I can't bear to hear that. I can't bear to hear it, man. I tell you what. Why don't we try and get... You know what? Lil Bobby Sobers, Lil Shawnee Murphy, why don't you try and get on the line? If you want to call in, you can get in on the line. It's all right. But I'll continue along. I had some shit I wanted to do, go over with Lil Jimmy Rhodes. I think he'll be on later. We're gonna do that. And Steve the LARPer, still fucking either LARPing or, coming up with some crazy fucking theory. Crazy fucking theory. That's right. Yeah, he's got a MySpace site where he just lays out these fucking theories that are like, what are you doing wasting your time? You know, don't even bother. Steve, you're fucking nuts. Like, if you saw somebody talking about this on the street, you'd probably take a snow shovel to their head. Get the fuck off. Get a job, motherfucker. Listen to this. This is his fucking MySpace. He has fucking Gregorian chant on his MySpace page because, according to him, everything sounds more important with Gregorian chant in the background. He's a fucking loon. His latest... Oh my god, he's got a new one I didn't read yet. We'll have to get to that in a second. His latest theory is entitled Cutting Things in Half. So why don't we just fucking go through this real quick. You ever wonder when scientists talk about things like small particles, they say this or that, and that's as small as it can go. Then they discover some new thing, and then they say that's the smallest one, like C-Rock's penis. What's the theory of cutting it in half? If you shrank yourself to... Ugh! Steve, you're a fucking loon. I can't even read this shit. I cannot even fucking read it. Instead, I'm just going to go on to a new fucking topic. I'm going to thank MActive.com. Seriously. MActive.com is doing a ton for the fucking show. He's getting a lot of supporters. He's got his skate crew. He's got people go to like to film this video he's been working on. And he says that they're talking about my show like it's fucking friends, like they're at the water cooler. They're like, yo, did you hear what he said, man? Did you hear him talk about C-Rock? Some of the kids, like, do their Big Eddie Ed impressions. They're like, yo, check this out. Yeah, what's going on? I'm going to do a motherfucking tail slide on this railing, man. Yeah, y'all don't know how I work. Yeah, what y'all want to do? They do their own fucking Big Eddie Ed impressions. They're going to be making their own t-shirts and, like, tattooing things on their fucking arms. And then I'll be off the air in a year, probably. And they're going to be stuck with, like, a DJ New Style or Big Eddie Ed tattoo on their arm. And some, it'll be like having Calvin and Hobbes tattooed on your shoulder. What's that? Or like Mary Worth, some like irrelevant cartoon character. But you know, you won't forget about Calvin and Hobbes, just like you won't forget about this fucking show, I tell you that. I tell you that, you son of a bitch. So M-Active's been putting like banners and shit up, promoting the show, and I think he's even like hosting some kind of event. I don't know if there's going to be an event or a show somewhere. We'll see. Details are sketchy right now. I can only imagine what kind of fucking clusterfuck that's going to be like if that happens. But it might. It might. Mm-hmm. I'm leaning towards it. Probably will. Probably will happen. We'll see. We'll see how it goes, man. M-Active runs shit out in the West Milly region of the NJ. The Dirty Jurs. If you're a scumbag and you decide to call it Dirty Jurs instead of New Jersey. I'm really fucking sick of people that go out and they talk about, like, New Jersey, like, that's exactly how they're like, dude, I suck. Why are you listening? Go masturbate. Seriously, go get some pornography and masturbate. At least you'll have something at the end. You'll have something to take away with you. Something to rub into the carpet. something to stain your mattress. Like, I'm not getting up from this fucking chair. Fuck this, man. Just put a little fucking temporary glazed coating that'll flake off in a day or two. Go get some fucking porno. We've got Kurt and Kevin Tlusty. Kevin, I just broke my arm, but now it's better. Tlusty. And no fucking Adam Laser. Adam Laser is not even in the fucking room. God damn it, what is he doing? I think he's skating. I don't know. I don't know, man. Don't know. But when you M-Active kids get old enough to have a job, you'll know what it's like to have a new coworker come in. A new coworker. Yeah. It's like when the new kid comes into your class. You know, like you guys are in high school, maybe not even some of you. And what happens, like when the new kid comes in, you have to show him around. People introduce him to you. Well, at work, when you have a new coworker, people, you know, they introduce them to you. And there's a certain way that you really have to handle yourself. You don't want to make a bad first impression. You do not want to make a bad first impression. Whatever you do, it's your job. This is what pays you. It puts food on the proverbial and actual real fucking table that you eat off of. That's right. It puts food on the table in your gullet and you get to shit it out later. Why? Because you handled that first initial welcome and greeting perfectly. You welcomed that person perfectly. You didn't make any judgments. Nothing like that, no. But, you know, there are some bad ways you can deal with it. There are bad ways to welcome a new coworker to your company. And, you know, I've worked up a few of those. I'm going to play them throughout the show. I've only got, like, five of them. You know, I didn't put a whole lot of effort in the show. Why would I do that? God damn. Why would I ever put effort into this show? Are you fucking serious? Get out of here, son. All right, well, let's just say, what would happen if, I don't know, maybe an old guy, like, you know, your boss comes over to you and he introduces the guy and he's an old guy. How should you handle it? I don't know. I'm not the best at that, but I can tell you how not to handle it. So here we go. This is a public service announcement.
As a public service, the DJ New Style Show proudly presents
horrible ways to welcome a new coworker.
I'd like to introduce you to the new guy, Abraham. He's been in the business for 40 years. Now, don't let his age fool you, okay? This guy knows his stuff. Why don't you two get acquainted?
Jesus fucking Christ! Where'd you dig up this fucking relic? God damn it, I have to be careful now if I back my chair up too quickly and spook the old fuck and have him fall down and break a hip in front of me. We don't need to stock his desk up with fucking sticky notes and pens. We gotta get a fucking casket and prop it up next to his desk in case he fucking dies! I don't know about you. I don't know. But, I'm thinking you might be fired if you pull one of those. You might probably be fired. But, you know, after all, Abraham's probably not going to be around. He's not going to be around that much longer. I mean, he's a fucking relic, so maybe you can get away with that. We're going to play a few of those. throughout the show, people. Throughout the show. We're going to get to some other topics. We've got some news we want to get to. We hope to get Lil Jimmy Rhodes on later. And if you want to send feedback into the DJ New Style show, send it out on AOL Instant Messenger to DJ New Style or New Stylee. If you're a little bit drunk, slow, retarded, or just fucking, maybe you have fat fingers, I don't know, and you leave an extra E, it's okay, because I got that covered. I'm thinking of you, the retarded person. So why don't we take a little bit of an opportunity to explain how it is you can call into the show, should you want to call into the show. Ugh. The DJ New Style Show is now more interactive.
Yeah.
That's right. You can call the show. Get Skype. Go to Skype.com.
Skype.
www.skype.com.
Skype.
All you need is a microphone and you can call on in.
Get
Just make sure your mic isn't 50 years old. If your mic played a key role in the transmission of the first phone call, get a new one. We need people with mics that don't sound like a man with vocal cord nodules and a 40-year smoking habit. Got it? Good. Skype.com. Yeah, okay, Skype.com, that's right, if you want to call in, you want to be a part of the show. Also, what we're going to get to is we're going to do some freestyling. What we do is we like to, you know, take requests on the DJ New Style Show, and I'm not talking about musical requests, I'm not talking about, hit me with a James Taylor track, I so love his music. No, it's not going to work that way, I'm sorry, you fucking lose. You lose, good day, sir! Yes! we have feedback from Angel Darkheel. What the fuck? How do you say your name? I'll just call you Chelsea because I know that. The only DJ I know that is proud that. Sorry, I suck. Only DJ I know that is proud of the fact that he does no show prep. LOL. LOL. That's right. So, what we do. We like to take out the old guitar every now and then. Someone wants to hear a song about how bad Lil Jimmy Rhodes sucks. Okay, let's see. Basically, that's just how it works. You give me a topic, I don't care how sick, disgusting, or awful it is, and I will make up a song about it. Right now, we have a topic request from Dizzy Dog Asylum, host of Leet Speak and like 19 other shows on RadioBBQ.net. The radio station, the official radio station of the DJ New Style Show. Yeah, man. And he wants to hear a song about how bad Lil Jimmy Rhodes sucks. So here we go. I'm gonna fuck it up, but you suck, Rhodes. Lil Jimmy Rhodes has to clean his room and pick up his clothes. I'm gonna put all his dishes away, watch porno and pretend he's not gay. I'm just kidding, he's straight, but he really masturbates every day from 7 to 8 a.m. to p.m. He's always watching girls get fucked by men or fucked by other women. It doesn't matter cause they're just getting slimmer. They're never gonna be drowning cause they're swimmers. The porn stars he likes don't ride no bikes. They just get fucked and they wear heels with spikes. I don't know, but little Jimmy Rhodes fucks up the flow. Sometimes he gets a little bit crazy, a little slow. Says things that are like a miracle. Old pumpkin on my lap again. The pumpkin's on my lap again. Pumpkins on my lap again, ooh, dude, I'll take a bed just to prove you that I could. Lil Jimmy Rhodes has brilliance and he lets it out under his nose. From his mouth comes the smartest words. It doesn't matter cause the babes, bitches come in herds. They wanna flock to him, they wanna flock to Jim. They're gonna follow him wherever that motherfucker goes. Wherever he's been, they just always know. They wanna follow his scent, cause this is how it goes. Little Jimmy is a crazy fool. Sometimes he acts just like a tool, but he's 6'3" and he's kind of cool. He's gonna take your narrow ass back to school. Jimmy Rhodes, a little Jimmy Rhodes. Hey, you're listening to the
C-Rock Show. I like to make my suck. Make my suck? What am I, Asian? I like to make suck! Like a foreigner, I'm doing this fucking freestyle. I blow. Why are you listening? Hey, broadcasting live from New York. That's right. You're gonna send my computer into a tailspin. But I got Allie claiming that she's not fat, saying she's really thin. I'm gonna play the listener's song, the new one, play that shit all day long. And I'll laugh and snicker as I pretend to get horny when Allie talks about being in a thong like they had one in her size. She needs to realize she's so fat. She doesn't give a fuck about this or that, but she clears her blog, my MySpace, this or that. She doesn't know, but they all realize she's fat. Now they're disgusted, they know she's busted. She doesn't give a fuck, they don't even care. They want her off of the air. She's 4'10" and she's kind of fat. She's fucked at least 99 million men or more than that. If you wanna bust on my flow, I don't give a fuck where I'm gonna end up, yo. We got Jagger's in the room and he's not slow. He's a bit fast because he's not retarded. Yo, Jagger's, welcome to the motherfucking DJ New Style Show. I'm coming back, I'm busting my flow.
Alright, we got little Jimmy Rhodes that wants to, yeah, make my suck. I know, I fucked up. Make my suck, Rhodes! Ugh! Let me get little Jimmy Rhodes on here real quick so he can ridicule me for saying, make my suck. Ugh.
Yo, what's up?
You're on the DJ New Style Show. Make my suck.
You suck. All of you fucks. What up, Sean?
You are the ones that are... Whatever. Never mind, man. What's going on, little Jimmy Rhodes? Are you done
not
cleaning?
Not much.
Are you done cleaning?
No, not yet.
So what's good? What's good, son?
Whoa,
we got a You Rock Rhodes. Hey, we got a You Rock Rhodes. What's going on? Just like
yeah, that. Okay.
Jimmy, I don't know if you heard this one, but I captured a clip from you that I just laugh every time I hear it. I laugh.
What's that?
And I lament.
What's that?
I often lament while listening to this, Jimmy.
I'm glad.
Here we go.
I like to see that the chat room is finally banging.
I like to see that the chat room is finally banging.
Banging.
All right, yeah, we have Jagger's in the room now. I think this is like the first time he's ever checked out the show. Jagger's is a good friend from back in the day, son. Back in the day, motherfucker. Yeah, y'all don't know.
You got Sean in here, man. You should be fucking proud.
Yeah, that's a fucking accomplishment. Sean never listens, and I don't think he's going to ever listen again. I don't think he's ever going to listen again. So, Jimmy, what are you doing now?
I'm watching the Yankees fucking come back.
Oh, yes. Go Yanks. Right.
Yes. Yes.
Who are they playing?
The Tampa Bay.
Okay, just want to let everybody know that I'm actually not a Yankees fan. But
uh-huh,
any team,
you are.
But any team I root for loses, including... Including relationships and relatives and yeah, okay. Everything I root for it goes to shit. But hey, it's just a day in the life in the DJ New Style Show.
This is awful. What have I missed that it is so awful?
Yeah, okay. Sean is chiming in, he thinks the show is awful. But I don't see the Shawnee Murphy Show anywhere anytime soon. The Shawnee Murphy Show. Basically download black girl porno and beat off until your screen looks like it's been snowed on.
Dude, that's fucking hot.
Is it really hot, Jimmy?
Oh, yeah, it's fucking... Ugh. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, he's checking in with Ken Showprep. Call Jimmy and talk about his day. Actually, no. See, I have a text file open, and it's got two lines in it. One of the lines, Jimmy, is a URL of a picture. I don't know if you've seen this picture, but it's... It's Dirty Lil Alley, the co-host of the C-Rock Show.
Oh, yeah.
Now this, let me tell you, I need to prepare everybody here. This is a hot fucking picture. If you don't like clicking on hot and sexy stuff, don't bother going in the chat room. But if you're not in the chat room, you might want to be. Because we're going to reveal once more another side of Dirty Lil Alley. Apparently, Dirty Lil Alley likes to pretend that she's super hot. She likes to pretend that she's everything a guy would want. A girl that would say, yes, I'll shove a spatula in my vagina. I don't know why you'd want that, or wouldn't, but that's what she likes to pretend to be, and obviously she wants the listeners of her radio show to think she's hot, and I'm here to say to you that you need to go to 404.realmud.com/dumbally.jpg. That's dumbally.jpg. If you're not in the chat room, I'm spelling it out for you, so just click on the link. The link is in the chat room, and great, the fucking background is black because fucking...
Nigga Sean.
Because Shawnee Murphy has a fucking depressing goddamn fucking IM scheme. I don't know why. He's got a bright fucking pink goddamn name in this chat room. I mean, I know you can't pick your color, but...
Oh, Sheffield, go.
Jesus Christ, these kids with their black fucking thing. Oh, man, we have a nice callback from a while ago from Kurt, big fan of Big Eddie Ed. Yeah, motherfucker, I don't know. Kawasaki Ryder in the chat room saying, no wonder why no one ever shoveled her driveway. She's a pig. Allison Wright checking in with, she's a pig. Oh, and Allison Wright is the...
I ruined it.
The sister of the DJ New Style Show. The DJ New Style Show, yeah. She's the sister of my show. Dude, I suck. Jimmy, I'm getting fucking diarrhea of the mouth.
That's because you're talking to me.
Jagger's checking in with, I threw up in my mouth. Oh, man. Doug D. Bug thinks she's hot. Dude. Apparently, in other news, Doug D. Bug actually had eye transplants. He has two.
He's blind. He's blind.
He's got two fucking glass eyes, much like a dead deer that's mounted on a wall.
Hey, now, Kenny, I know I missed a good part of the show cleaning my house.
No, crap. You sure did.
But do we talk about what happened after last week's...
Oh, Jimmy, we did not.
Oh, why don't we... When we talk about the tragedy of MySpace. Oh. Well, during the show, I decided that I have a MySpace full of whores, and Allie was on there, and it just wasn't going with my hot girl, scheme. So I deleted her, and after that, everyone else that was friends with Allie got deleted, and she deleted her old MySpace because of Kenny's show. So. I just have to, say thank you very much, Kenny, for making her delete her MySpace.
Seriously, after last week's show, I don't know if it'll ever be replayed again, but whenever Grillmaster Dan decides, and Grillmaster Dan is from RadioBBQ.net, whoa, check it out. I'm just going to do crazy plugs like that, Jimmy, and we're going to touch each other's bags and smile and play Kumbaya by the fire. It'll be nice.
Again?
Again, Jimmy, that's right.
Yes!
So after that... attack, she, let me just set this up first. Her MySpace, which is at www.myspace.com/AGS3177, and Jimmy, coincidentally enough, her AOL IM name, her personal one, is AGS3177. That's Allie's AOL name, AGS3177. She's currently not in cell phone mode, so I guess it's free to just, send her whatever messages you want.
So keep doing it over and over and over again.
Yeah, do whatever you want. I don't care. But go to myspace.com, www.myspace.com/AGS3177. If you're not in the chat room, fuck you.
Literally.
AGS3177. Before the show, last week, she had, easily 40 blogs posted about, here's some things that I've done that you've never done. And then, 30 things about how she has a fucking GPA of, 3.8. But for some reason, she doesn't have a fucking degree, and she's, almost 30. Okay, great. Who gives a fuck? Yeah, okay. Anyway.
Holy...
Jimmy, what the fuck are you doing?
The Yankees are just on fire, dude. They just hit, fucking 24 runs.
Good. I hope the whole fucking team burns up because they're on fire so that you can fucking pay attention.
I am.
Pay attention, motherfucker!
Multitasking, motherfucker!
Yeah, so we went on there, and she had a ton of blogs, and, a ton of fucking surveys with, fucking Care Bears and, Queen Amidala and all that shit, and she had, fucking bulletins posted and fucking profile shit. After that show, she wiped everything. everything, pictures, everything. She changed her picture to a llama, and then she locked all her shit down, got rid of me, Lil Jimmy Rhodes, and Lil Bobby Sobers.
What about Shawnee?
And Shawnee Murphy, but she added him back later.
You sucked her cock, didn't you?
Yeah.
Sean asked for her, you know,
Jimmy,
ad back.
We all know that Allie does not have a cock because of the, at least the easy 1 million guys that fucking stretched out her fucking disgusting vagina.
Sean, you had to accept her invite back, so what were you thinking?
You know what her vagina probably looks like? You know when you're, like, mixing fucking shit in, like, a Tupperware bowl, and you get shit that drools down the side? It looks like a fucking bowl that you were making, like cookies in. And, like, the shit, and you poured it out and had that one little fucking pour outside and it dried. That
green
and
Jell-O?
And it's that fucking... Dude, Jell-O's fucking clear. Cookie dough is fucking disgusting and caked. And we do have spies in.
Cookie dough's good, dude.
Shumpner comes in. He goes, no, I'm already in the show. Well, you know what, Shumpner, that's good. You can listen to the C-Rock show and spend 10 minutes... in a row hearing, hey, if you want to hear Allie shove a baseball bat in her vagina, then say, roger that. Yeah, okay, let's say roger that. Hey, okay, whoa, hey, pipe down, brown clown. Okay, hey, whoa, no links in the chat room, okay, because it's fucking great. Oh, I hate that guy. He's the worst. Jimmy, let's hear your C-Rock impression.
Hey.
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 Almost.
Hey.
Hey.
Let's hear the other clip.
No links in the chat room.
I suck dick like a champ.
I fuck tacos like a champ.
Yes, that's right. MCK321 checking in that he's revealing that he is a spy for the C-Rock show because he only supports talented internet DJs. I seem to remember fucking when I told Sean that I thought C-Rock was funny, he became instantly fucking furious. He's like, the guy's gay. Hey, what's going on? Oh, man. And apparently, Allie knows all about man secrets.
Ken, you think I don't know these man secrets already?
What kind of man secrets?
Oh, I thought she was on the phone there for a second. I got a little scared.
What kind of man secrets, Allie?
I suck dick
champ. Okay. Yeah. Hey, listen, all the listeners in the chat room, be sure to behave and don't fight, because I'm going to command a whole full chat room of 10 people, and they are going to behave, and we're going to have a great time. And then I'm going to talk to F-Mort, and I'm going to complain when he decides to bring something interesting to the show. Like, when he decides to talk about a different fucking topic. Hey.
Hey.
Yeah, Lil Bobby Sober checking in with Fuck C-Rock.
Little Bobby Sobers is gay. He doesn't instant message me back. Fuck him.
Allison Wright checking in with, I bet C-Rock drives an I-Rock. He probably does. He is Italian, as they say. Italian. Not that there's anything wrong with Italians. I happen to be half of one. Yeah.
Gay?
Excuse me, Jimmy?
Nothing. Just
do you realize
gay.
That we have an F?
It's saying gay. I like Italians.
Yes.
Same gay.
You know what? I noticed this last show. MCK, Shawnee Murphy, checking in with Ken C-Rock impersonation is mixing with his Chris Walken. And it's Christopher Walken. Only fucking, like Sean's a fucking personal friend of Christopher Walken. Yeah, you take your Chris Walkens and you get him out there with you. Robert Duvall's, Bobby Duvall as I call him. Ugh. Yeah, but I am mixing the C-Rock impression with my walk-in impression. It's like, first, fellas, I need you to go ahead to McDonald's in the drive-thru. Go get a Big Mac, because it's good. You get fries and lettuce. Hey.
Hey.
It's just totally blending.
Bacon.
I also want to say, happy anniversary, everybody. Jimmy, do you know what anniversary it is today?
The anniversary of... Cockness.
Okay, yeah, it is the anniversary.
Yes!
It is the anniversary
I won!
Of Cockness. Yeah, that's right. Because the C-Rock show's anniversary is today, right? No,
yeah.
It's the anniversary of Radio BBQ's inception. Jimmy, the Radio BBQ is, I think, 1 year old today. 1 year old, Jimmy. Why don't you sing happy birthday to fucking Radio...
Yeah, nah.
Yeah, I think there's gonna be some crazy fucking celebration once Grillmaster Dan puts the baby monitor away and goes and gets himself drunk somewhere. He's gonna go get drunk, I think, tonight. He should. Very, very deservingly so. But you know what? It looks like we've got another new listener to this E-Rock radio show.
Hey.
We got a new listener.
Hey.
We got a new.
Hey.
What up?
Hey. Like a champ.
Can you think I don't know these man secrets already?
We're getting into it a little bit, Jimmy. Just a little bit. It's okay.
Love that tune.
I love that tune, man!
Dude!
Yeah, man! Holy shit, I've got a ton of fucking... I've got IMs in this shit, motherfucker. Yeah! Oh, man. Ken has postpartum depression. We're getting some quotes from Allie and C-Rock. Ken has postpartum depression. It's great. You know what's funny? It would be great if they could ever do something that wasn't written down before the show.
Okay.
They probably sat before the show for like 30 minutes. Okay, what are we going to do and say about TJ New Style?
What Gay.
Hey, okay, whoa. He's full forced ranting on me, like, you know, he had his fucking chance, and he had to wait and prep it out and do all that shit, blah, 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 blah. You know what, C-Rock, why don't you play Get the Skank Out again with Allie, because I don't think you've played that in a long time, because if you play Get the Skank Out with Allie, or whatever bit it is that she decides to moan and say that she's got, like, tractor trailers driving up her fucking second lane of her vagina, whatever, it doesn't matter. Dude, The fucking bottom line is, you think you're better than you are, and you're really not funny. I know my show fucking blows, but for some reason I've roped these fucking idiots into listening. I can't fucking get rid of these people! There are a lot of loyal fans to this show, and there's like 5 for years, so good, way to go. That's the whole goddamn thing. And keep going with Allie, because she's 4'10", 180 pounds of nothing but pure entertainment. Hey, Jimmy, what the fuck are you doing?
Nothing, man.
Nothing, man.
Nothing, man.
Yeah.
I'm on MySpace, actually, looking at all my horse. My little horse.
You have got a fucking stable.
I have a stable of horse.
You know that's going to fucking make it into...
I have a stable of horse.
See, Jimmy, what I had to do before you even got on here today, I had to use the substitute Jimmy program.
Dick.
Just play random fucking sound clips from Lil' Jimmy Rhodes. Or, you know what, I could always go and branch out and do the substitute fucking Sean like this.
And the homos, they touch it.
The homos, they do.
Oh, hey, we got Shawnee Murphy on the show.
The homos.
I want to go drink. Who's Allison Wright?
Allison Wright is Grillmaster Dan. That's his sister.
Ooh.
Hey.
Oh. Hey. Want to come to a party?
I think she was talking to, like, she was planning on hanging out with AIDS patient Rob or something like
oh,
that.
Oh, God. Never mind. I don't want the HIV.
No, I don't think AIDS patient Rob banged her, being that she's on the fucking West Coast and Rob is steeped in the fucking AIDS-ridden portion of New York City. The homos, they touch him. Hey, fellas, listen, I don't know what you need to do. Yeah, so you.
The homos. They yeah. do.
So we got a radio war going on, I guess, Jimmy. I guess
a radio war.
Yeah, I don't.
DJ radio war.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I guess they're trying to do some sort of ranting, but I guess you know doing a rant would require some listeners.
Yeah.
It really would. I mean, I can tell that there's at least fucking 3 listeners that used to listen to their fucking show right here.
Once in a great while.
Yeah. Oh, Allison Wright is dead wrong. Robbie is a nice boy, she says.
He's drugged her again, hasn't she?
Yeah. Yeah, he's pretty much a scumbag, I gotta say.
You straight up scumbag. Sean little fucking Robin
Mason.
Sean McKnight is a cancer to the chat room.
By the way, the C-Rock radio show has, get this, 11 people in the chat, and the complete opposite of my show, where I have 21, but I know there's more people listening. He's got 11 in the chat room, and I know there's a lot less listening. Not everybody in that chat room is listening. So keep wasting your time and effort, and then you'll get on K-Rock. Just keep sending those demos in. And
can I?
Yeah, you can.
I'm leaving.
Anybody can send a demo in, apparently.
K-Rock?
K-Rock, hey. I'm going to... K-Rock, Jimmy. Get this, guys. I'm going to pitch a show to K-Rock, okay? Get this. K-Rock is going to get C-Rock. Now, if you think that C-Rock and Ali are going to get their own show, give me a Roger that.
Roger that. Ugh. Yeah.
What a faggot. Roger that.
Faggot?
Dude, the last person that actually said Roger that was a fucking Nazi pilot that got shot down in World War II.
Because he's gay. Achtung! Gay!
Hey, Grillmaster Dan, how many listeners are currently listening right now? Okay, hey.
Zero. Absolutely fucking
man.
Zero.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey. Ugh. I am gay.
Seriously, AIDS patient Rob, he listened, like, I think for 5 minutes or something and told me about...
turn gay?
And he did turn gay. Gayer, actually. He's now gayer for having listened. But no, he told me that. He said, I listened for 5 minutes, and I heard Roger that 10 times.
Roger that.
Roger that, man. Okay, hey.
Let's see if we can beat it. Roger that?
No, let's not beat it, Jimmy.
Roger.
Do you realize what you said is just saying, like, oh, dude, he got AIDS and had 10 lesions. Let's see how fast we can get 12. Why don't we just go out into Philadelphia and fuck any Spanish guy with a tight shirt on?
Well, Allison Wright just asked me if I'm AIM.
If you're what?
If I'm on AIM.
Of course he's on AIM.
That's what I'm just saying. I'm in the chat room, aren't I?
He's Rhodes.
24.
You suck, Rhodes!
Oh. No AOL.
Oh no!
You suck, Jim. I had to change it up. Sorry.
Easy, man. Hey. I can only picture fucking Jimmy with. He's got this headset. It looks like like in the fucking credits for Different Strokes. Arnold Jackson had these fucking headphones on. They looked like the kind of things you put on your ear, like the ear protection when you were like go to the shooting range. But they were headphones, and he was doing a little fucking dance. I could picture fucking Jim Rhodes wearing the Arnold Jackson headset and fucking yelling while his little orange dog that pisses everywhere, Pumpkin, just fucking keeps barking in the background. Maybe sitting on his lap while he's petting it. He's like, God damn it, motherfucker!
Little Pumpkin's on my lap.
Oh, do you want to hear that, Jimmy?
Not at all.
Why not?
Because it's gay.
It's a great clip. Why not?
Little Pumpkin's on my lap. Oh, yes.
Give it a listen. Let's give it a spin, Jimmy.
A little music in the background? Oh, never mind. Music. That was MySpace.
Dude, get my... Dude, you're killing me. Hey, you are sending the computer into a tailspin. That's right. Ugh. Okay, check this out, Jimmy. What's gayer, the Little Pumpkin's on my lap or this one?
You know those things that you put in your hand that you squeeze? You know, to make your muscles bigger?
What's gayer? I ask you now.
That is definitely gayer.
Dude, I'll take a bet this would brew you, I could.
You know, I play these every goddamn show, and I will say that these never get old. unlike a 10-minute bit about a fucking hot tub that I played 10 times. Hey, 10 times. I'm going to talk about F. Mort's hot tub.
Drunk Jimmy's not drinking tonight. He has to get up very early for a meeting.
Jimmy, I believe last week you had to get up early as well.
Yeah, well, this week I had to actually get... No, last week I didn't get
Seriously,
up early.
Seriously, dude, I'm at a point where I don't know what voice to do now. I'm half doing C-Rock, walk-in, and like your voice and like my fucking crazy radio guy voice. It's fucking messed up. Hey. I swear to God. Hey, what's going on, fellas? Listen, you need to take your dildos out of your ass. Like, you're not Allie. You're not dirty little Allie.
Do I really have to?
Yes. Take the black cock out of your face. Shut
Damn
your
it!
What?
Huh? I don't want to take the black cock out of my face.
Jimmy, do you have a black cock in your face?
Right now.
I don't know, but
I can trust you around the children.
I don't know that I can trust you around the children, Jimmy.
I wouldn't be trustful.
Trustful?
I wouldn't be trustful.
That would not be trustful. He is very takeful.
I am very takeful.
Yeah. So, yeah. Jimmy, a certain town we're going to visit, right? Where are we going?
Fuck, am I allowed to say it?
I don't care.
Oh, a little AC? I mean, Vegas?
Yeah, there's a big difference between AC and Vegas.
Little AC, aka Vegas.
First of all, in Vegas, there's not like a fucking planked walkway where fucking large African people will fucking stab you and steal your keys.
What did she say I took?
What is it she said I stole? We're walking down the boardwalk, and all of a sudden, like, whoosh, like fucking doors get thrown open, and these fucking security guards, these huge fucking guys, are carrying this black guy that's like from a fucking island somewhere, or maybe he lived on the shores of Lake Victoria. He had sunglasses on and like one of those long gangster white tees, and he was like the most polite guy. They're beating the fuck out of him. They opened the doors with his face, and he's like, "Oh, what is it she said I stole?" He's like smiling, and they threw him in the fucking pen. They probably broke his knees.
He didn't come out, dude.
You don't see that shit in Vegas. I mean, it happens, but it's not right on display, man.
They're more low key with that.
I don't know, man. You kidding me? I sat in a fucking casino. I drank.
Did you get beat up?
I walked around. Yes, I got beat up, Jimmy.
I heard that about you.
You heard that about me? Like it happens.
It
just fucking happens. You know why? Because I'm the devil.
Where's Satan? I need to speak with him.
That's right. I'm the devil. How about this?
This talk is not good.
That's pretty much every comment that Sean has said tonight when he was actually listening to the show.
Sean doesn't listen. He just fucking talks shit.
Oh, man. Dizzy Dell checking in. I haven't been on the boardwalk since they were selling Miami Vice t-shirts. Well, you know what? I think they're starting to sell them again.
Yeah, it's a new hot thing. You didn't hear about that?
Jimmy, are you on MySpace or something?
Of course.
Can you, like, not do it? Because I'm getting an echo.
Sure.
Faggot. Can you lower your fucking TV? Because I can hear every goddamn fucking crazy Eddie wannabe fucking commercial that goes on there.
Sure.
It's driving me insane, Jimmy. Here comes sure. Adam Laser. Leisure.
Sure.
Adam Leisure. Yeah, man.
Laser.
Yeah, Adam Laser, big Laser. Supporter of the show. Big supporter of the show. He was on the Wikipedia article until I guess one of the listeners decided that, you know what, we don't need a friend list on this article. I don't know. Dude, the listeners have just gone fucking berserk. Berserk, man! My love for you is like a truck.
Berserker!
Would you like some making fuck berserker? Do berserker, man! Yeah. So, Jimmy, what do you got tomorrow? You have work, don't you?
Yeah.
Do you ever, like, have to introduce a new employee to someone?
No, all the time.
Like, well, let's just say, you know, it really, if the guy doesn't handle it well and he flips out, it's pretty much done for him, right?
Oh, well, we had a situation this weekend where a guy, you know, said, fuck you all, I quit, and then called to get his job back on Sunday, said that he had a panic attack. Whatever they're called, anxiety attack. Said he doesn't remember anything.
Did he have an anxiety?
Yeah, anxiety attack, and all he does is remembers waking up in the morning in his bed, not knowing what happened the previous day.
Did your sister get married? Is her last name now Anxiety? Anxiety. It's anxiety.
It's fuck you, bitch.
Yeah, there is a spy in here. It's okay, dude. I don't give a shit. You know what, they have to listen, and I really don't give a shit. It's okay.
What a pump. What a pump.
What a pump. Ah, I love it. I love it, oh, dude. Right. It's probably to what end or someone. I don't
know. Oh, my God, there is a spy in here.
Who gives a fuck, dude?
Oh, my God, laughing that loud.
Either that or it's Chelsea. Chelsea's working both ways. It's okay.
Chelsea goes both ways.
Chelsea occasionally is known to go both ways, and that's why we keep her around.
I heard that about her.
That's right.
Yeah.
I've seen that one.
Yeah. I told you I'm the spy.
That's
Sean,
right.
It doesn't surprise me. It doesn't, you know. He's
Sean
the only
Murphy's
fucking
spy
that would join Allie's MySpace, so.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Chelsea's single now. She's only working one way. But that one way has three openings. Oh, man. I don't, you know, she goes, are we talking about sex or radio? And quite frankly, I don't know, Jimmy.
Sex, please?
Oh, MCK is a big fan of C-Rock, actually. He says, I need to ensure that C-Rock stays on the air because I find his humor so enchanting. Oh, wait. To what
LOL.
End? To what end is not the spy? He's an M-Active kid. I don't know if M-Active kids listen to fucking C-Rock or not, but I turned a bunch of them on to a show. I don't know if they still tune in. I used to invite everybody to listen to the C-Rock show. I wonder how many of those people that I invited actually embraced the show. And still, because they're all probably right here.
Absolutely zero.
There's 23 people in the chat room right now, and it's very fun. Adam Laser, what's up?
Zero. Laser!
Yeah. Yeah, man!
Yeah,
Jimmy,
fuck
me. Are you drinking something?
Yeah, a little water. H2O.
H2O. I'm drinking H2O, Jimmy. Yeah. So, Jimmy, as I was saying, like, there could be problems. Like, there is definitely a wrong way to greet a new coworker. I mean, there's definitely a wrong way, right?
Right.
Okay, well, why don't I just play this for you? It's kind of like a public service announcement. It's the wrong way to invite a new worker to the office. Here we go.
As a public service, the DJ New Style Show proudly presents...
Horrible ways to welcome a new coworker.
Excuse me, Tom. I'd like to introduce you to Rashad Jenkins. He's the new guy in HR, and I'd like you two to get acquainted.
Ah, oh, fuck, another nigger. Jesus Christ, what are we gonna get fucking Kwanzaa off to? Ribs and fucking chicken in the goddamn cafeteria? And we all get fired and go on welfare? Well, hey, Rashad, welcome to the fucking company. We got a great healthcare plan. I'm sure it'll take care of your sickle cell. Fuck! Well, you know, that's definitely the wrong way to invite a new coworker into the office.
I found it to be fucking hilarious.
Sean's got a good coworker story. Sean's always got coworker stories.
Why don't we get Shawnee Murphy on the phone?
The thing is, Jimmy, if I get him on the phone, there's a bandwidth issue, and one of you would have to go.
I can't, because I can't listen to the show. It's making me sign up for something. So I won't be able to listen. Fuck Sean. He's going to have to type it out.
Type it out. Whatever.
Type it out, motherfucker!
Yeah!
Give you.
Yeah, man! Well, unless you want to make the trek out to the DJ New Style Studios, we got another mic out here for you. Ding, motherfucking ding! Hey, let's play the bell. Yeah, that's right. Oh my God.
You won!
Yeah, hey.
You did it! Yeah. I knew you would! I just knew you would!
Did you?
Hey.
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 Yeah, man. So, yeah. Dude, we're getting tons of motherfuckers on the goddamn... Hey, I'm getting too many IMs. That's because people are appreciating my show, and I have to lash out at them now because they are putting my computer into a tailspin. I can't fucking believe it.
Yeah, will you stop saying fucking tailspin before I jump across this radio wave and kill you?
You're gonna jump across a radio wave and kill me?
Yeah.
Are you gonna cut off your balls and wear Nikes and then try and look for the Hellbop comet, Jimmy? How are you gonna fucking ride a radio wave?
Don't worry about that.
Hey,
all right.
What I need you to do is cut your testicles off and then drink Kool-Aid because it'll put us in another dimension.
That guy was fucking crazy. They actually mentioned him on Opie and Anthony today. I think it was Marshall, like,
Whack.
Applewhite.
Marshall Lack?
Marshall Lack. It was Marshall Lack.
Marshall Lack?
Yeah, we did that story, man. That was fucking crazy.
Did we?
Yeah, we did, actually.
Was I drunk then?
I put on the Third Eye Blind song that was playing when we got chased down.
Was I drunk?
It was fun. Yeah, Jimmy, come on. You know, we have a fucking theme song for you. I mean...
Yeah, but dude, there's been times where I haven't been drinking on your show, Kenny. It's, you know, it's a 50-50 shot if I'm drinking or not.
Yeah, Jimmy, this is your fucking theme song right here. I gotta get to the fucking.
Yeah, you know when I drink alone, I prefer to be by myself.
Dude, I don't wanna be by myself. I wanna get laid.
Yeah, you know when I drink alone, I prefer to be by myself.
Crazy shit. It's crazy shit, Jimmy!
I don't wanna drink
alone.
Damn
it!
Jimmy, just sign up for fucking whatever it is.
I can't.
All right, we're going to try this. We're going to try and get fucking Shawnee Murphy on. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Who the fuck is this?
I'm the devil.
I don't think he's set up right.
Hello, the devil is speaking.
I'm looking for Marshall Applewhite.
Big Dirty Cock?
Big Dirty Cock. That's right, Jimmy. Hello. He might not be set up correctly. That's okay. It's all right.
Hello, I'm Sean.
Drunk by noon, but that's okay. My name is Jimmy Rhodes anyway. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mocking.
Mocking.
Bird, yeah.
Suck. It's mock, yeah. It's not mocking.
I thought it was mocking, Bird.
Mocking?
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
Mocking.
Yeah, you're on the DJ New Style Show. Who's this?
Hey, let me try this again. Is it working now?
Holy shit.
Oh, the devil's back.
Fucking devil. You
might need the devil. Ah! This is Zach.
Ah! Turn it down. Turn it down. Devil. I threw my fucking headphones. I seriously threw my headphones across the room, and I can still hear you.
Is it better yet or no?
It's a little better. Speak.
Better yet? Good?
Yes.
All right.
Listeners of the DJ New Style Show, you're now live with the devil and Jimmy Rhodes. So
anyway, as I was saying, I have a pretty...
Jimmy, I'm going to have to let you... You're going to have to figure that out. I'll call you back after Sean's done. Hold on. I'm hanging up on Jimmy. All right. Shawnee Murphy, you got a story for us, I believe.
Yeah. You know, I mean, we're talking about bad coworkers and how, you know, you see these new coworkers come in. You know, and I mean, I work in a, you know, relatively professional office environment, so you don't expect to see things like this. This guy fucking comes into work, and, you know, he looks like a fucking bum. He's literally wearing a shirt. It's covered in mustard stains. He's got this raggedy-ass beard. It looks like it could have a fucking bone in it.
Was he staring at one of those fucking pictures that will turn into a sailboat? Did he have, like, a fucking skull cap on?
No, he's got this big, bushy-ass afro.
Okay.
And he's got a fucking bushy-ass beard. So, whatever, you know, you see this guy, you just say, okay, I'm not going to talk to this fucking scumbag, I'm just going to ignore him. Now, he's been in the office maybe 2 weeks, he's already developed he's the guy who doesn't fucking wash his hands after he takes a shit.
Oh, God, wait, let me just brief the listeners here. If you don't know Shawnee Murphy, then you don't know that Shawnee Murphy would rather die than come into contact with your shit. Pretty much.
Yeah,
and to work with someone that doesn't wash their hands after they drop a fucking healthy deuce, it really does not sit well with him. So
he walks right in the fucking bathroom, drops bombs, and just walks his way right the fuck back out.
Ugh.
Now all of this was okay. It was mildly disconcerting the whole time. But now I'm in a meeting last week. It's a company-wide meeting, so everyone's there. And I'm looking over, he's at the table next to me, and I'm looking at this fucking guy. He wears suspenders. Now, who the fuck wears suspenders in this day and age?
Is he fucking, is he fucking Perry Mason? Perry Mason coming in all unkempt?
Well, he's sitting in the chair, he's got these suspenders, and he's a fat motherfucking dude. I mean, this dude's gotta be pushing 350. He's got these suspenders, and I no lie, his pants are up to the bottom of his chest. they're literally up to the bottom of his chest. And what makes it worse is he's got his shirt all the way unbuttoned down to where his pants meet his chest. So literally, he's got chest hair sprouting out from his pants.
He's got like the J-Lo dress effect for fat people.
I'm just staring at this fucking guy. I'm like, you've got to be, like, where are your balls that you're able to get your goddamn pants that high? I couldn't understand, but it was really bothering me that his chest hair was coming out of his pants, because he had big, this guy's got a giant afro, you know, he's got bushy-ass beard, so he's got bushy-ass chest hair, too.
All right, wait, slow down, okay, now. You say his pants were up to, like, where his nipples are. Now, exaggerate now.
No,
from shoulder to the top of pants, how many inches are we talking? Like a foot, maybe?
Oh, max, maybe 6 to 8 inches.
Get the fuck out of here. Dude, that's awful.
6 to 8 inches between
shoulders.
What kind of
pants is this guy wearing? It's like a 20-inch zipper.
I don't know, but I couldn't figure it out. I was like, what the fucking shit is this? It made absolutely no sense to me. So I'm looking around the room. I'm trying to figure out if anyone else is noticing this, and no one was. I'm looking. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Now, unfortunately, I'm a manager of this company, so I have to have some, you know, sort of, you know, professional attitude. I can't just be walking around saying, you know, look at this fucking scumbag in his pants up to his chest. So what do? I start writing notes like I'm in fucking sixth grade class. Writing notes on the paper. I'm like, you guys fucking see this? Passing around the table. Everyone's like laughing.
Yeah. Like, you're playing fucking MASH and doing little hand clap dances. Fucking.
So, and then I continue to look at this guy. And again, this is you know, this is a computer software company. This is not like, you know, fucking McDonald's in the ghetto. This is, you know, a real company. He's got mustard stains all down his sleeve of his shirt. All up and down his fucking shirt.
And I'm guessing today wasn't the day that he had mustard either.
I'm guessing
it happened mustard day somewhere. Some fucking pretzel expo that he was at.
Yeah, it didn't seem like fresh mustard. It was it was brown, but it wasn't the golden spice version.
It was the your yellow mustard, but it was actually brown now. Nice. It was like the little fucking like mustard disc that collects at the top of the little screw top. That little fucking nasty solid ring of mustard that always gets in your fucking sandwich. Ugh. What a scumbag. And so he doesn't wash his hands or anything.
He doesn't wash his hands. Well, apparently he doesn't wash his clothes either. He doesn't wash his hands, his clothes.
Not into the washing.
He's got a beard, like, you know, like cavemen have, that with the fucking bone that goes in there. He's got one of those. I mean, he doesn't actually have the bone, but I could definitely picture it being there.
Nice. So he's got like an Amish beard, kind of. Like,
yeah, but
like,
it's
you never have. You're never allowed to cut it. I think like Muslims and like Amish people and West Virginians are never allowed to cut their beard.
Actually, you know what he's got? He's not a Hebrew, but he's got like the Hebrew thing going on.
He's got the little curlies, and it's the accidental.
The sideburn straight into the beard, the Hebrew thing.
Oh.
He's the Hasidic Jew. Jewish at all.
He doesn't have like the mustache part. He's just got like a disgusting. Unkempt chin strap or something?
Oh, God. Man, I try not to look directly at him.
My eyes!
He literally, you know, I mean, you know how I am with, you know, being clean and all that shit. And this guy is just the exact opposite of everything that I stand for, and it repulses me, and it angers me to no end.
So, why don't you move in with the guy? You know, you can have a very funny sitcom. We'll last for years.
You've actually you've met one of the guys I work with, my friend Ken. We played baseball last year.
Oh yeah.
And
Bizarro Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah.
Guy looks exactly like fucking Jimmy Kimmel.
But like, you know, like about 3 feet shorter.
Yeah, 3 feet shorter, and probably if you just stepped on Jimmy Kimmel until he was 3 feet shorter, it would be him.
But exactly. Ken unfortunately has to work with this guy. And you should see, I guess I go out to lunch with him, he's just screaming the entire lunch about how repulsive and disgusting this guy is.
Well, now wait, no. Is
farting. Kenny tells me
so
this
the guy
farts.
Smells. That's what I was going to ask. Does the guy stink? Because, you know, every now and then you see a scumbag guy, maybe like a mechanic, he doesn't really smell like anything except like oil, maybe. But this guy just fucking reeks. Like, he's like pig pen. He's got this fucking dirt cloud. He's just really disgusting, right?
No, apparently he just sits there, like in the middle of meetings, and farts. He just farts, sitting in meetings and farting.
You got this. This is your duty. You have to find out what the guy eats. You need to find out what he eats, Sean, because this is a very, very important study that we need to do here. How not to be a complete fucking dirtbag, hated employee.
I don't know. You know, my job, it's the bathroom is the most repulsive place on earth. I've never seen a more repulsive bathroom. Because you got, like, this guy. You got a couple other guys that they do the whole, you know, go in the bathroom with the paper under the arm and spend a good 45 minutes in there.
Oh, man. Yeah. You know what I'll do? I'll grab the Time magazine. I don't like
to. Oh, yeah. Actually, little Bobby Sobers here pointed out that the guy looks exactly like Peter Jackson, but dirtier. Actually, what Bob came up with was he looks like Peter Jackson if Peter Jackson hadn't been successful.
Peter Jackson, if they kidnapped him after the first Lord of the Rings for ransom. You see him in an orange jumpsuit with fucking masked Arabs in back of him.
You see those pictures of that Cali Sheikh Mohammed guy that the Americans took into custody, and he was all wearing the wife beater and looking all scummy? That's what this guy looks like if you took Peter Jackson and did that to him. held him in a Pakistani prison.
You give him a pistol, throw him in a hole in Iraq, and get some Marines to find him.
it's just fucking off. I don't know how I can fucking go on.
The homos.
Do you know what you can hear fucking... a certain woman in the background ruining the fucking sound clip.
Oh, yeah.
Almost
fucking scared him, she goes. You're scaring Pumpkin! You fucking scared him! Ugh, shut up. You're fucking scaring children. Go away.
I love. Do you have that clip from there where that weird creepy scream goes in the beginning?
I have a little bit of it. I clipped out most of it.
You admitted to almost
you
your
could
back.
Just barely hear it in that one.
You admitted to almost your back.
You hit the very tail end.
Yeah, I really did a bang up job getting rid of that. I have to say that was a pain in the ass. I'm gonna get to the actual fucking thing, but fuck, I don't know if I can get it. But anyway. You know, it's fucking crazy. It was like some kind of, like, it's like someone ran over a ferret or something like that. It was just fucking, it was an awful noise. Oh, I showed the video to Grillmaster Dan, the leader, and the fearless leader, the guy who started up Radio BBQ, and he said he liked the cheap plastic hat.
Oh, the cheap plastic hat is just fucking great.
It really was, I gotta say.
Especially, it's purpleness while I hold a fucking green apple teeny in my hand.
That's the noise. And as I pause it, I'm treated to seeing your face while you're fucking criticizing someone and pointing at them with a purple
plastic hat.
Background, draped on a fucking, like, a fireplace. It's Happy New Year. And you're like, you admitted the homos, brush your back.
I'm looking so, like, accusatory with a fucking purple hat pointing it at someone.
Ah, hell, if you want to check out the video, go to 404, that's 404, .realmud, I'm typing it out with you, .com/album, A-L-B-U-M, / New Year's 2004. Go there, and put an HTTP in front of it, because I fucking suck. And at the bottom, you will be able to download a video of Shauna Murphy. Accusing, or I don't know, pointing out stuff like this.
And the homos, they touch it. The homos.
It's great because there's like 56 varieties of me saying the homos.
Yeah, like if I just did.
Like Heinz has nothing on me.
Little Bobby Silver checking in with that noise is not human. Who would make that noise? Like, it's not like a woo or a yeah. It's like got no continuity whatsoever. The only thing that would make that noise is like maybe a child in a burlap sack in a trunk while you're driving. What? Like, I don't know. Hey.
You admitted the homo.
Well, Sean, I gotta tell you, I'm glad that I have you on here because I made a little bit of a remix. It's not that great. I don't know if I've ever showed you this, but you're gonna fucking hear it. By gum, L-O fucking L. Give me a minute. I'm getting to it while I'm bullshitting. You can entertain the crowd. Yeah. Okay.
Do I have to?
No, you can just say, fuck you, crowd. Fuck you, crowd!
Oh, I just got an email. Size does matter.
Does it really? This just
in. Hi! Sorry. You have seen the ads on the TV and internet, and the question is, does really work? Good fucking grammar from the people trying to make my cock bigger.
Does this really work?
Yes!
Dude, fatter too. I make it fatter. I have to find it.
Satisfaction guaranteed or your cash back.
Satisfaction is good. Yes. Yes, it's fucking good. You don't tell me no. Oh, man. Oh, here it is. There you go.
The homos.
I don't like Ken filming. A little bit of a drum beat in the back. It's choppy, I know. Whatever. I'm not a fucking producer. I don't produce no hip-hops. Yeah, I don't produce the hip-hops. I only rap on the tracks, man. There you go. Shauna Murphy.
All right, I'm getting out of here. Right. I told my story. I'm done. You can get Jimmy back on. Yep. Let him do his little thing after, since he's done his little thing with Pumpkin now.
Okay, well, before I let you go, do you have anything you want to plug? You may be back. I know you may come up with something, but if not, do you want to plug anything, Sean?
No. I don't have anything to plug. I got nothing going on.
How about...
I can plug my hockey team, my 0-9 hockey team.
Nice. You guys are fucking raw talent.
Let me tell you, that
you guys
team...
are ready to take on the Rangers in Alaska somewhere. I don't know.
No, we could probably beat the Rangers since they're not playing, but, no, we're just, this is the most disgusting hockey team ever, and I landed on my bum-bum last night when I played.
Your bum-bum?
Yes, it hurts very bad.
Seriously, are you fucking, like, 5?
I fucking flew through the air like 16 feet and landed on my ass.
That's fucking crazy. Sounds like a good time. Might have to try that.
I wouldn't recommend it. I took a fucking slap shot to the balls. I was doing warm-ups. I was doing tip-in drills. And my friend, you know, you're supposed to, when you're doing tip-ins, the puck's supposed to be, you know, slap shot along the ground. My friend launches it, hits me right in the fucking balls.
Nice. That's a quality team.
Yeah, that was great.
Good stuff. Well, you know, if you got anything else, give me a shout out on the instant messenger there, DJ New Style, or in case you're retarded, drunk, or missing a couple fingers, or maybe you have fat fingers, DJ New Style-y. Maybe you want to type an X-tree. Maybe you don't. You can get me either way. AOL instant messenger. Right.
Hey Ken, one more thing.
Yeah, right. Faggot, you're not getting me. Hey Ken, one thing. You're not getting me. Let's get, where the fuck is Rhodes? You suck, Rhodes. Oh, man, I'll tell you what. Oh, yeah, for that album, put, /index.htm. That's the one there. Yeah, that's right. Lil Bobby Sober's on the case. He knows it. If you're not in the chat room, you might want to be, because we've got such characters in here. They're a bunch of fucking cards. Lil Bobby Sobers, we've got Lil Jimmy Rhodes, who I want to get back on the fucking show, but I don't know if he's going to be on the show right now, because he's here, okay. And we've got Shawnee Murphy, we've got Jaggers, first time fucking listener, I do believe, Adam Laser, Lil Ann Rhodes, we've got a ton of people here. Jimmy, you're on the DJ New Style Show, what's going down, motherfucker?
Fucking feed, man.
You hear that?
What are you watching in the background there?
That was your radio show.
That's not my radio show, is it?
No, not anymore. It was.
It sounded like a fucking 60-year-old woman talking about,
That was Gary. That was Gary Sheffield.
I don't... what happened with Sheffield?
Yeah.
Did he kill a white man?
He heard his bomb.
Hey, Jimmy! Who's that black guy in the Yankees?
He heard his bomb.
Yeah, Sean. You hurt your bum. Did you say that's Gabe Sheffield? You did. You faggot.
Who said it was Gabe Sheffield?
You said that was Gary of Sheffield.
Who, me?
Yes, that's why I'm asking you, what about Sheffield? I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I'm not watching the Yankees. Yeah,
fuck you, I don't know what you're talking about. I said I hurt my bum.
That's too bad.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Gosh!
Yeah!
So, we had Shawnee Murphy on. It was good to have him back. We want to get him back on as a co-host, man. We got to get everybody together. Hey, what we're going to do is we're going to get a barrel-ass fat midget, and she's going to get on here and talk about how she's jagging household objects into her orifices. And it's going to be fucking entertaining as I sit here and pretend like I actually want to fuck this disgusting fat whore. And I fawn over her over and over to entice listeners that it's a fun show. Jimmy, are you aware that they do show summaries for this C-Rock radio show? You're not aware of that? Well, what you can do is you can go to crockradio.com, see?
And suck a big cock?
That's right. You can suck a fucking cock if you go to crockradio.com. But just for an experiment's sake, you don't have to swallow any shlong, Jimmy. You can go there and check out the show recap. Sunday, June 19th. Yet another fabulous edition of the C-Rock radio show this Sunday night. Rock got things rolling with some thoughts on Father's Day. Ugh. Rock.
Got some fags.
Why isn't there a crack whore day? Hey.
Cracker day?
Crack whore day.
Oh, I like crackers.
Yeah, crackers are delicious, Jimmy. They're a great snack and they're healthy.
Unless, they are.
If they're made of wheat, like Wheat Thins, they're baked, not fried.
Huh. Oh, ho, ho.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need some new pictures on MySpace.
Oh, I don't know how, but they found me. Run for it, Marty! What?
I need some new pictures on MySpace. I'm sick of looking at the same ones.
Jimmy, you're not supposed to look at your own pictures, you fucking vain prick.
Well, when I go to
You are so vain. You probably think this profile is about you.
I was talking about going to my profile, you know, view my messages and view my women.
Why don't you change the fucking main picture? You have like 4 or 5 on there.
Yeah, well,
you don't exactly have to fucking stick to one. Or maybe you can get a nice shirt like Jagger's has, which says, I heart MySpace.
Oh, I found one that said, fuck you, MySpace, because it really cracked me up.
Gee, Jimmy, that's fucking incredible.
Incredible.
Yeah. Yeah, see? Yeah, see? We're not coming out alive, see?
Shit goes better with broadband.
What?
Jimmy,
do you want to freestyle tonight, Jimmy?
Not at all. I'm fucking tired.
You tired, man? Let's do a freestyle, Jimmy. Come on, man. Come on, buddy.
Just not into the mood, dude.
No, what I'm saying is I'm not fucking asking you. I know you're not going to do it. You as a member of the show here are deciding whether or not we should do it, man.
I we should. Ban it.
What?
Banning it.
What, freestyling?
Why not?
Give me a topic, Jimmy.
Sex.
You invited me to your house. I came there naked and let it all hang out. You didn't want me there, so I had to say that I just didn't care. I drank lots of whiskey, I drank all your wine. I went on your couch and I made it mine. You didn't know why I fucked your couch, but I didn't even care. In the morning I said, ouch, goddammit, I chafed my prick. I'm gonna have to look at a scab and be sick. I'll puke all over the rug, I'll puke all over the carpet. I'm gonna have to sit on the bowl because I can't even fart, bitch, please. My cock hurts, oh, and so do my nuts. That's what I get for pretending a flower cat couch was a juicy female, but a juicy rack. I didn't give a shit, I turned it on its back and I turned it on out. I made it scream and shout, I didn't know why, but I thought she was the singer from No Doubt. God damn it, I suck, I motherfucking blow, just like some dirty motherfucking short munchkin hoe.
That song.
You suck, Rhodes. You almost were interested in the song.
Almost.
Wow. Okay, give me another topic, you cunt.
Dirty little Mexican whores.
Dirty little Mexican whores, okay.
Yeah.
I gotta lower you, because you're frequently noisy, Jimmy.
Oh, Mexico. For 83 cents, you get laid by a pro. I guess I'll have to go. Oh, Mexico. 83 cents, I got blood on my stool. I didn't know why, but she ended up having a tool. God damn it, let me go. Yeah, she was a he as I released. Oh, she was a he, she wanted to be greased. Bend over my knee and take it, please. I'm bound to deliver the pain so gently. Get you bent, I'm gonna piss you off. You'll give me AIDS, I'll spend my last month's coughing. And I don't know if I'm gonna be in a motherfucking box. As you sit there and slowly stroke your cock, you're just a transvestite, but you look like a girl. You are the beautiful thing in this world called, oh, Mexico. For 83 cents, I got laid by a pro. I didn't think she was a guy, but now I know. I guess I didn't wanna go.
How's that?
Perfect.
Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Oh, man. I think Radio BBQ Grillmaster Dan just fucking nailed it here. I want to bet that Jimmy was looking at a Mexican chick on MySpace when he came up with Dirty Little Mexican Whore. I'm guaranteeing that I'm right there, or that he's right. You were looking at a Spanish or Mexican girl, and you thought Dirty Little Mexican Whore. That was the first thing that came to your mind. Get off of MySpace, Jimmy. You're fucking causing rebuffering action.
I'm really not, though. I'm actually sitting here, not on my... Well, okay, I...
Yeah, you are, Jimmy.
But I'm not moving. I'm actually not moving.
You're killing us, Jimmy.
I'm not doing anything, man.
There's music and shit and fucking stuff loading on MySpace.
No, it can't be, because I'm fucking sitting back, chilling in my chair.
I like to see that chat room is finally banging.
Banging.
I like to say the chat room is finally banging.
Finally banging.
Yeah. Yeah, we got a little James Taylor action going. That's the only time you'll ever hear any James Taylor. Jimmy, I'm buffering, I'm fucking looping here. What the fuck is the story?
You're gay? What the fuck do you want me to tell you there?
Do you have anything playing? Because now I'm hearing it myself.
My TV is on just a little tiny bit now. It's down to decimal zero.
God!
The fuck was that?
That was me defecating. I was having fun. I had the shits. Let me call you right back. Hanging up and calling her back. Calling Jimmy right back. Man. Oh, man. Jimmy, get off the line, motherfucker!
Yo,
you're on the DJ New Style Show, and I hear myself echoing great.
Oh, my goodness!
What's going on? Oh, it's perfect now. It's perfect now, Jimmy. You know what? I'm glad to hear that you gave up text messaging.
I haven't, dude.
Yeah, I know you haven't, but you know what? In Iran,
I haven't texted in a while. Oh, here we go.
Do you realize that in Iran, it's fucking just, like, blowing up? Text messaging is just fucking... No pun intended. Iran blown up. Ugh. Yeah, people are just fucking text messaging like mad over in Iran, and it's really pissing off the government. The use of text messaging by Iranians to send, like, highly acerbic comments to their presidential election choice was worrying the authorities.
Wanna fuck? Was that one of them?
Yeah, Jimmy, that's one of them. They kept saying, yes, Jimmy, I have. Inside messages, yes. Oh, wait, I get... Yeah. Okay. Anyway, yeah, we're not doing that fucking news, obviously. Jimmy, you're way too into MySpace and, like, you know, commenting and all that shit. I don't know. I don't know about the M, Jimmy. I don't know about the M.
Oh, okay.
About that. All right, Jimmy, I got something easy for you. Go to www.myspace.com/
I'm on it.
AGS3177. Go there. Hold on. And look in the comments. Apparently it says that Ali's been hit by the sexy truck in the comment. I guess the sexy truck is now out of business, because if the sexy truck hit Ali, I'm guessing when the sexy truck is off duty, it must be the disgusting midget whore truck.
Whoa, what happened? She got her MySpace back?
What do you mean?
There's pictures and shit and blurbs.
Oh, yeah, but they're all for, like, friends now. Only friends can view them. There's a couple pictures. See, she added new pictures.
Yeah, they are new pictures.
She did her best to make herself look good. And, you know, she looks like she has a mustache.
Yeah. She also took... I'll fucking hear an echo, Kenny.
Nah, it's okay, Jimmy. You're good. Jimmy is the horniest person ever. That's what Shawnee Murphy is saying.
Hold on.
What in the fuck are you doing? Oh, you are correct, says little Jimmy Rhodes in the chat room. Yeah, man. Do you have to take a piss or anything like that, Jimmy?
No, why?
I'm just wondering, because you have to take shits and pisses, like, at really odd times. You really do that way too much. I would wager that you go to the bathroom probably, like, five times.
Hour?
In, like, a half a work day, you're in the bathroom five times.
Oh, easily.
Shit.
I drink.
Like,
No shits. Just pissing. I drink a lot, so it makes me have to urinate a lot.
Okay. So you drink a lot. Like, what do you drink? Like water and shit and cranberry juice all the time.
Diet Pepsi, water.
Diet Pepsi. Are you fucking kidding me?
No, I love Diet Pepsi.
That's the reason why Michael J. Fox has Parkinson's because of diet soda.
Cool.
Dude, you want to be a fucking bobblehead? Stop drinking that fucking shit.
I'm bobbling right now, man.
Well, you know what? It's acceptable when you star in some good movies like the Back to the Future fucking trilogy.
Trilogy.
Fuck you. I suck. I know. But you know what, Jimmy? At least I don't have this fucking clip.
Little pumpkins on my lap. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
You know those things that you put in your hand that you squeeze? You know, to make your muscles bigger?
Bigger!
It is all the way up, you fuck.
Oh, and the best one, I think, is this one.
How much shit can we throw into a soft drink beverage?
A soft drink beverage.
That's beverage. So, dude, that's redundant on so many levels. At least two. Hey, Jimmy.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you doing?
I just got IN'd by someone I don't know.
Oh, yeah? What's the name?
I don't know.
Why don't you say it over the air?
I don't know, because I want to find out who it is first.
You want to find out who it is first?
I think it's a MySpace.
Are you just learning how to speak? First, I want to learn the alphabet.
First grade.
Oh, AIDS patient Rob in the house. AIDS patient Robbie. Yeah, man. Yeah. That's the guy who's fucking, who's listening to the show and reporting. It's okay, man. We like AIDS patient Rob. AIDS patient Rob, he goes both ways. You know what I'm saying?
Rob?
Oh, yeah. Oh, this just in from Grillmaster Dan. Maybe it'll be available as a prize for the anniversary of 1 year of RadioBBQ.net. Little Jimmy Rhodes bobblehead by Mattel. Christmas of 05. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, step right up. AIDS patient Rob, everybody. AIDS patient Rob. I gotta fucking piss, Jimmy. So, you know what? AIDS patient Rob is here. Why don't we just do some fun fucking shit? I'm gonna, you know, do that. I'm gonna do this one. I'm talking. I don't know which one to do. This fucking blows.
Can I request a song?
I'm gonna play the goddamn song, motherfucker.
Damn it.
Yeah, well, what did you want to hear, Jimmy?
It's my favorite song. It's just, you know, the Mario getting laid.
Dude, we play that every
time. I love that song, man. Dude, I love it.
I love that clip, dude.
Dude, that's my favorite clip, dude.
Now, we're going to play something that is really relevant to AIDS patient Rob. I will be right back in a fucking flizzy. Flizzy means flash for those of you who are not down. And I am, in fact, down. I just want to make no mistake. I am, in fact, down. Motherfucker. Do you get me? God damn it. Yeah, man. Alright, you're listening to DJ New Style Show. We'll be back in a minute or two. Don't fret, motherfucker. Here we go.
How much shit can we throw into a salt drink beverage?
As a public service, the DJ New Style Show proudly presents
easy ways to let your lover know that you've got AIDS.
You can always lie and tell her you forgot to tell her when she's on to you.
What bruises?
Oh, these? No, they're lesions. I have AIDS. Oh, yeah, I was going to tell you, but, you know, I got busy at work. Oh, yeah, you probably have it, too. Ever been close to tragedy, close to folks who have?
You sit at home alone, you're in a chair. Your relatives have forgotten that you're there. You're in a bathrobe, drinking some broth, and everybody leaves the room every time that you cough. You've got AIDS. You've got the AIDS. Nobody likes you, nobody calls you now. They don't want to be around you or get AIDS somehow. They don't want to risk it and don't want to see your face, because you're covered in lesions, you're the family's disgrace. You've got AIDS. You've got the AIDS. Where is God and where is Satan? They're pulling you by both arms. I guess they told you that fucking a Haitian wouldn't do you any harm. They're sitting on each shoulder. One says kill yourself, the other says you won't get older. There's nothing you can do, cause in a month it'll all be over. Just a square on a quilt. Right. Because you've got the AIDS. You've got the AIDS. Bet you wanna go back to the days when you didn't have to have the HIV.
Five.
But even hope can't help you now when you've got 5 months to live. Cause you've got the AIDS. You've got the AIDS. You've got the AIDS. You've got the AIDS.
Yeah, it's Edward Williams.
What?
Big Eddie Ed. Y'all can't even touch me, man.
What?
Up in New Jersey. Rippin' North New Jersey, man. Martin Luther King Boulevard.
Y'all ain't even on my little
Big Eddie Ed. then we're with you. Y'all ain't even on my level.
And on the cool check-in, center stage on the mic, and we're putting it on wax. It's the new style.
The DJ New Style Show.
I like your flow.
Feel the beat. Feel the beat. Feel the beat.
I feel it.
Feel the beat. Feel the beat.
Feel the beat.
Drop. Yeah, you're listening to the DJ New Style Show. Yeah, man. Yeah. Man, what's going on, Jimmy Rhodes? Jimmy.
Yeah.
Jimmy, I can't fucking hear you.
How about you turn the fucking music off, you cock-sucking monkey fuck?
Oh, I'm gonna have to seek that one out. Cock-sucking monkey fuck. I have to listen to the show now so I can just fucking get key sound clips from little Jimmy Rhodes. Jimmy, can I fucking hang up and call back again? We gotta do this little Skype trick. Hang it up right now and I'll call you right back. A little Skype trick here for the DJ New Style Show, man. Yeah, man, calling old Jimmy Rhodes.
Yeah.
Calling all Jimmy Rhodeses. Yeah. Alright. Jimmy, I had to actually take a piss and then consult the champagne of beers. Miller High Life.
Miller, Kenny.
Miller High Life.
Kenny, are you drinking by yourself right now?
I'm enjoying a beer with a meal.
No, that with a meal. That's my fucking line.
You prick.
Hey, Kenny, didn't you just play a song about drinking alone and shit like that?
That was your fucking theme song, George Thorogood and Destroyers. Yeah, I drink alone. Yeah, with nobody else. And they say when I drink alone, I prefer to be by myself. Right.
Now.
Yeah, so we played one of the public service announcements. Jimmy, we have some more. The current one that we're doing today is... horrible ways to introduce a coworker, something like that. I don't really remember, whatever. But what happens if maybe a new woman comes to the office? I don't know. Let's do that one. Oh shit! I fucked up. Hold on a minute. Okay, here we go.
Oh, you're good. Fucking up.
Service, the DJ New Style Show proudly presents
horrible ways to welcome a new coworker.
Hey, buddy, how you doing? Listen, we got a new member of the team, and I want to just bring her out here and introduce her to you. Her name is Sheila, and she's going to be stepping up and taking the place as your new supervisor, okay? This is going to be great. Why don't you get acquainted? Sheila, wow, it's really, really good to meet you. Whatever. Listen, I don't need a supervisor because I'm a man, okay? I know what I've got going on. I know what I need to get done. I don't need you telling me what to do. So why don't you just give me a fucking hummer and while you're cleaning your teeth, go put a fucking pot of coffee on, you dumb twat.
Oh, Jesus, dude.
Good advice at any age. Good advice.
Jesus, fuck.
What?
That's a little fucked up, don't you think?
Well, Jimmy, what if... maybe you get a gay guy going, or maybe an Arab.
Jesus, I just hired a gay guy, actually.
What do you want to hear, the Arab or the gay guy?
Arab.
Okay, here's maybe I guess they're going to hire an Arab, and you got to really play it cool. You're going to lose your job, so here we go.
As a public service, the DJ New Style Show proudly presents...
horrible ways to welcome a new coworker.
Hey, Jimmy, come on out and meet the new guy. Jimmy, this is Abtar Khanavad, and he's from Afghanistan. He just got here. Hey, I think he's on the fast track to citizenship. You two are going to be working closely. Why don't you get acquainted? Oh, yeah, hey, how you doing there? Fuck. Hey, by the way, have you seen my two towers? Yeah, because I think you fucking flew planes into him. I'm not working with this fucking terrorist. Fuck him. I saw him at the fucking deli hawking t-shirts and razor blades. The smelly fuck probably bringing a goat next fucking week. Yeah, you get him all hired up. Now he's bringing in fucking livestock and praying to the east. Okay. Whoa. Hey, why don't we ring the inappropriate bell? Because that's what we do on the DJ New Style Show. Yeah. Hey, what's going on? Ring the fucking bell. Yeah. Yeah, that's definitely not the way to handle an Arab coming into to work with you. You don't really want to
Call him a terrorist. That's not the way to go. Because you know what? He will bomb your house. Or something like that. I don't know. That's the fucking worst thing. That's the worst thing you could possibly do.
That was. Can we have the gay one? Gay one?
Oh, yeah. There's one more, and this is the last of the bit. Oh, I'm burping up a storm here thanks to the champagne of beers. The champagne of beers.
Suck cock.
Suck it a cock. Kit Kat Club. Huh? Okay, here we go.
Give cock what up?
Obi and Anthony, XM202. We do these live spots, Jimmy. We just fucking call it out. Okay. Here's what would happen, maybe. If you want to just if you want to throw your whole fucking life away, you want to get fired, you know, end up sweeping jizz or something into like a little corner, you know, just crying yourself to sleep. You could do this when they hire a gay guy. This is the horrible ways to welcome a new coworker.
As a public service, the DJ New Style Show proudly presents...
Horrible ways to welcome a new coworker.
Excuse me, Steve. I'd like to introduce you to Ethan. He's our new employee, and he'll be working with you very closely.
Oh, Ethan. Hey, it's nice to meet you, but you're going to have to find another cubicle, because there's no fucking way I'm sitting next to that butt pirate. God forbid he opens a fucking vein and bleeds on anything I have to pick up. We all get AIDS before lunch. I'm not joining in on any company rendition of We Are the World when this guy fucking dies. Fuck that. Yeah, you know, you really got to be somewhat sensitive to any type of person, whether it's their sexual orientation that makes them different, their race, whatever, man. You got to be open, man. We're a melting pot. Ugh.
Ugh.
Ugh. Just clear it on out, Jimmy. Just let it go. Yeah.
What? Sean's still in the chat room?
Sean, I think, is loving it. Like a McDonald's commercial. He's fucking loving it. He's smiling with a McGriddle sitting on a basketball court, and he's now black. We are the world. The gay coworker is dead. We're singing a tribute because he fucking died. Probably from fucking AIDS patient Rob. We are the world. We are the world. Yeah.
Yeah, right. I'm just reading that Allison Wright's clip there. That's a fucking hell of a date.
Oh, Allison Wright, if you took me to Burger King for a date and offered me a 40, I would kick you in the balls.
That's definitely Rob's kind of date.
Rob would totally just take a girl to Burger King.
He's like, you get something on 99-cent mail, bitch. You can't get no Big Whopper.
Hey, welcome to Burger King. Listen, honey, you can get anything off of that little 99-cent menu. See, they have everything on there. It's just a little more cost-effective. But you know what? Okay, screw it. You can get a value meal. And no soda. I want water instead of soda. We got some Steel Reserve in my fucking... Teal Celica, we can go out there and, you know, maybe we'll drink up a bit and, I'll knock you out and then I'll, you know, get what's mine.
Fuck you in the ass.
Suck it a cock.
Suck it a cock.
Oh, shit, the Burger King in Sean's town burned down. He has to take girls to Arby's. What's worse, Burger King or Arby's? I think Arby's is
Burger
bad.
King. No, but Burger King definitely, man.
Dude, Arby's is the worst because, you know, it's not everywhere that you get an Arby's. Dude... Like, you know how they say the more depressed of an area you live in, the more, like, bars and, like, liquor stores there are? I think if you have one Arby's or, like, one White Castle, your area is now fucking just shit.
No, White Castle's definitely. Arby's, I don't know about that.
White Castle, I went to Rutgers, and Rutgers isn't, you know, there's parts of it where it's nice, but pretty much everything else is just a shithole. You know, it's really endearing. But when you go to the White Castle... By Rutgers, it's like in the middle of fucking, like, just, you expect to have people asking you which way is Nelf, like, you know, just fucking, you expect to get killed. But the White Castle, the drive-thru, is built such that there's a fucking carousel with, like, a locking mechanism and a money clip. They turn this carousel out, and you stick your hand out and lock the money down in the clip, and then they spin it in, so there's no way you can reach into the fucking window. They have this whole, like, Lazy Susan kind of fucking system to keep people from reaching in. Fucking crazy, man. And once, I think they even got robbed. Fucking crazy. Chantel asking if I'm still on. I don't know what the fuck he was doing until now. Probably masturbating. But that's okay. It's all right, man. Jimmy, have you ever been, I don't know, tell me something. Tell me a story, Jimmy. It's story time with Jimmy Rhodes.
Nah, not really.
Yes, it is. It's fucking story time with Jimmy Rhodes. We're going to play a delightful fucking little dreamy guitar thing. Here we go.
Dude, I really don't feel like it.
Story time, Jimmy Rhodes.
You know, I had kind of not doing it.
Okay, fine, Jimmy.
Thank
fine.
You! Thank
be
you!
Be a fucking killjoy, Jimmy!
Thank you!
You suck, Rhodes!
Yeah!
Yeah! I'm actually kind of glad to hear that's pretty much dead now. Anybody who goes, okay! You're pretty much over with. Don't get me wrong, I did my share of the Lil Jon impression as per Dave Chappelle. Buddy, bye, 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 bye. What is Jimmy doing typing? He's not contributing to the motherfucking show.
I suck,
You suck, Rhodes.
I got a new friend.
You got a new friend. Who's this friend? Are you gonna fuck her in her rear end? Are you gonna have to bend her down? Are you gonna make her spend money on gas and drive to your fucking town? Or, Jimmy, are you gonna watch her from afar? From a phone booth or a bar? Stalk her shit, pick through her trash, watch her fucking house and watch her fucking car. Track her moves and get to know her a little better. Doesn't matter. Because you can write letters, you can write notes. That's all she wrote, because it doesn't matter. She's got your vote, she's dead. Dead. Fucking dead, I'm fucking dead. She's a fucking dead.
Yeah.
Right, 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 right.
Right along my automobile.
Yeah, okay, whatever. Dude, Jimmy, what's your, do an impression of Chantel.
Fucking toes up the ass.
Toes? Sing toes upside your head. Sing toes upside your head. Yeah, motherfucking toes upside your head. But a bop 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 bop.
Toes in the ass, upside the head.
So you can what, Jimmy? Go ahead.
I don't know.
Why don't you continue that little ditty?
Sucking cock with my toes in my head.
Sucking cocks.
Sucking cocks in the toes.
Kit Kat Club.
Kit Kat Club. Paddywhack Nat Cack.
Oh, that's going to be a clip. Dude, there's like 10 fucking clips I have to get here. What's that noise, Jimmy? Jesus fuck.
A text message.
Oh, who's texting you at this hour, Jimmy? Do you have several admirers?
Admirers?
Jimmy, how's it going with the one that we will not mention on the show? The one that screamed, "You scared Pumpkin! He's fucking scared!"
Nothing's going.
Mm-hmm. What's tomorrow, Jimmy?
Tomorrow is a day at the races.
Oh, yeah? Oh, were you invited there by someone that we will never mention on the show?
Yes.
So, I want to get some feedback from the listeners. Be sure to, you know, send instant messages out to DJ New Style or DJ New Styley, or hell, J Rhodes, little Jimmy Rhodes. Send one out to actually it's just Rhodes 2424.
Yeah, I was like, who the fuck are you talking to?
Little J Rhodes. The question I'm asking you is, if you break up with a girl, do you attend family functions with that girl after you break up? Because common sense would say to me, I have no girlfriend.
It's not a family function, though.
What is it, Jimmy?
It's a mother's company picnic at a racetrack, which is fucking off the hook.
So it's like a it's almost a family function.
Yeah, but dude,
whoa,
you have to understand, the fucking Pegasus, it's just, it's fucking heaven.
Yeah, it is, Jimmy, but you know what that's going to be? You know what it is? You're a largemouth bass, Jimmy, and that little trip is a fucking tasty worm. But, alas, as tasty as the worm is, there's a fucking hook. It's just going to bring you... It's like... You're out of the fucking water and in a net, Jimmy. That's what it is. Getting sucked back in, son.
Yeah.
But in the same token, you're not getting sucked in. No, because you've been bad, Jimmy. You've been bad. I'm with fucking MCK here. Shawnee Murphy. There is no fucking excuse for that.
Dude, Sean. Pegasus. Free. Pegasus. Free.
It's a clever ruse. Ah. Allison Wright checking in with, I'm nice to guys no matter what they look like, unless they act like an ass. See, now, any rational girl that isn't really, shallow would be. So, like, there are girls actually like that, believe it or not. Believe it or not, there are girls like that.
I think, depending on how bad are the beating, Sean, because you beat me up pretty bad.
Wait. She goes, ugly on the inside makes me want to slap people. Well, it turns out that I'm ugly on the inside. Not bad.
Yeah, very ugly.
Are you kidding me, dude? I'm fucking hot on the inside.
Yeah, dude, my inside? Oh, my inside beauty? Oh. Sound clip.
Yeah, you know it is. Jimmy, you're just gonna... You're gonna start saying something and then just stop because you know what's gonna be fucking repeated over and over and over and over again.
I'm calling Jimmy Robin from now on.
Dare I say.
Toe! What's up, Toe?
Oh, that's wonderful, Howard!
Yeah. Ken, you're like a four on the scale.
Nice! Shawnee Murphy checking in with Ken, you're like a four on a scale of 10. On Inside Beauty. Yeah, but Sean, that's to you. That's how I treat you and most of my friends and everybody I know.
Dude, hold on. That means Sean thinks you're almost kind of all right, hot on the inside.
No, man. We're talking on the super secret AH scale. We can't talk about what that means. AH scale, dude. It's not like the fucking exaggerated scale. Dude, she's a fucking 12, man. She's a 10, man.
She's a 9 out of 10.
Oh, man, I'm getting a lot of hate here. There's a lot of hate coming through from the listeners. They think I'm really rotten on the inside.
You are.
I'm actually a very caring...
Dude, hold on. All I gotta say is, have you heard some public service announcements? from little Kenny?
Chantel says that a certain radio host is a 10 to the broads he tags.
So, Kenny, how many of you fucked so far?
What?
How many girls have you tagged?
Jimmy, I don't want to comment on that.
From the radio show.
Okay. Oh, fucking 90.
There you go!
Zero. I'm a virgin. Who wants to break me in? That's right. I really don't want to comment, dude. I'll say that it's... Let's just go with one right now. How about that?
Is someone on the radio show that we should know that?
What?
Have you spoken to that certain somebody about the special place that we'll be going?
No.
Oh, okay.
We're going to Vegas, Jimmy, and it's going to be a fucking blast.
When are you going to tell her?
We're going to Vegas, and it's going to be a fucking blast.
When are you going to tell her?
Wish you were there.
When are you going to tell her?
I like how Sean's really guessing that I've tagged more broads than you. That's fucking great. What am I going to tell her? I'm going to tell her exactly that, Jimmy. I'm going to go, hey, guess where we're going? Me... Lil Bobby Sobers, Lil Shawnee Murphy, and Lil Jimmy Rhodes.
And the whore master, Jim Rhodes.
The whore master. Houdini Rhodes. A callback from last week. Yeah, man. Yeah. Oh, wait, now Shawnee Murphy's trying. He's got a whole fucking theory. If you're a chick, he's trying to lure you in. He's pure evil, truly. Are you talking about me?
Rob. Oh, Rob.
I was going to say, yeah, Rob is pure evil. Dude, I have an evil side, but come on. I don't think I've tagged more than Jimmy. I'm pretty sure. Oh, man. Bet your whole life savings on it, because I'd love to see you lose.
Yeah.
Hey, Jimmy, let's put you on the spot. How many has it been for you, Jimmy?
Let me think here.
Yeah, see, if it's more than, it's more than two.
Yeah. It's been more than two there, Kenny.
Well, two is definitely more, you know. Never mind. Oh, man. Jimmy. Yeah, it's a tie. 0-0. That's right.
Yep.
That's right. I have muscular palms.
Yeah, that's where Chantel doesn't realize that I will bang anything.
My palm muscle can bench press 7,000 pounds. Seriously, I can create diamonds by squeezing coal because my fists are so strong now.
Shoto's this player hate. Just because I won't let the fucker get with my sister, he's got to talk all this shit.
So what if he bangs your sister? Who cares, Jimmy?
Fucking murder.
Why? What do you got against Shoto?
Fucking...
Because you know he's fucking disgusting, is that why?
Yeah. Because he's banging more fucking people than...
Okay,
Santa Claus.
I have to comment about what's going on in the chat room. Shawnee Murphy is just typed out, "I put my cock in Rob's ear once. Does that count as a bang?" And Allison Wright, all she can muster to say is, "Oh, nice. Way to go." And Sean Toe is making the, he's giving the judgment that any hole equals bang. So, like, if you form a hole with a hand, that's a bang. If you, you know, put the crown into a fucking, you know, the ear, I guess that's a bang too, according to Sean Toe. Sean Toe once said he would fuck a nose if he could.
Or toe.
So wait, hold on. He's saying, since any hole equals a bang, and it's guy-on-guy action by Shawnee Murphy putting his cock in Rob's passed-out drunken ear and laughing, that counts as a gay bang. So by the ruling of Shawntoe, Shawnee Murphy has had a gay bang.
Shawnee? Gay. Was that a chug?
No, it's Asian Rob checking in with Sean Toe can fucking nose. He's Asian. I remember the LJX from 78west.com, the message whore. He goes, yeah, he's like a really odd guy, because he'll just like fucking go with the flow, but he's not gay or anything like that. Like, he was getting free drinks from this gay Asian bartender. And he's like, this gay Asian bartender wanted to have sex with me. And I really was, you know, I was getting kind of freaked out by it. And all of a sudden, someone goes, dude, he's Asian. It wouldn't hurt much. Get more drinks. Yeah, man. Jimmy, what are you doing?
About to pass out there, Kenny.
Why?
Why? I had to wake up early.
Why? Okay. Chelsea checking in with try to drink with Kenny. I'm sure he watching him hit on the number 7 is great. Just because I look at my fucking phone and the next morning I look at the phone and I have like 89 fucking calls, two of them to my girlfriend in quotes. Thank you, Craig. And
hold on. Sean's saying he let a gay guy buy him drinks. Now, you and I have gone out drinking with Kenny, with Sean, many of times.
There's no way he would
there
ever.
There is.
He would,
no.
Take he would take the drink, but I'm pretty sure he would flip out and murder the guy.
I don't think, no.
The
I,
only
I,
way
I,
he would is if he's trying to fucking mess with me. Because he would pretend to be European and dance and shit at, like, Fridays. We're at Fridays, just hanging out. He starts fucking dancing with his fucking diagonal striped shirt. No undershirt. It's fucking. He's all fucking, like, decked out like a fucking Euro trash. He's dancing in Fridays. He's like, I'm European now. Gets back from Portugal. He's fucking doing the goddamn, the Bat-tussy on a fucking bar stool. I'm looking at him. I'm getting angry. He's doing it to fuck with me. So the only way that he would ever let that happen is if he was trying to fuck with me. I'm pretty sure. I bet you Sean would go very far just to fucking make me uncomfortable. I'm pretty sure he would go very far. I think
he would.
I think he would hug a guy in public just to make me fucking lose my mind. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
Fists.
Like, just hug a guy and go, oh, it's so nice to see you. Like, while you're still, like, clenched in. Let go. A little pat, maybe. Maybe a little squeeze. He would do that, I'm telling you.
I think he... Let's ask him. I think I'll go to Great Lakes. Yeah, you would.
I knew it, dude, because he's fucking demented. Like, he says I'm a 4 on the inside out of 10. In my inner beauty. My inner beauty's a 4, according to him. Dude, his inner beauty is a fucking, like, 0.2.
Negative. Negative inner beauty.
Yeah, he owes inner beauty at this point. Because he is fucking evil. But you know what? No, he's got a nice... I'll give him a 0.2. A 0.2.
No, he's trying to rob inner beauty.
Do you realize he just said he would go to great lengths to cause discomfort to Ken? Like, even do fringe gay acts just to fucking piss me off? That's pretty goddamn evil. you're really willing to overlook fucking core beliefs just to fuck with somebody. That's pretty bad. What are you doing, Jimmy?
Just fucking sitting. I'm fucking falling asleep.
I've fallen asleep on a certain show.
Just to prove to you I could.
Jimmy, you gotta wake up. Let's play a rousing tune. Let's get you.
What's in my pants? Hot, hot, hot milk board. He put the honey in his hot milk. He put the honey in his hot milk. Hot, 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 hot milk board. Hey. Hot milk board. I suck a dick like a champ. I've been online for 3 days straight.
Congratulations.
I'm going to fall over now. I'm tired.
I'm going to fall over. I've been online. Dude, you haven't been awake for 3 days straight, you dumbass. AIDS patient Rob checking in with... apparently, AIDS patient Rob saying giving it to a man isn't gay, but he's also saying receiving is gay. So AIDS patient Rob would rather give than receive when it comes to gay sex. Dude, if it came to gay sex, I would rather be I'd rather be dead in a fucking bathtub.
Dude, but I don't think Sean understands there's a difference between a guy buying him a drink and a gay guy buying him a drink. Because I've bought, you know, Sean plenty of drinks before, as well as, you know, you have and Bob. But a gay guy coming up and saying, excuse me, hey, good looking.
So you don't drink here anymore.
Damn. Can I get you a vodka tonic, sir? Please.
Next thing you know, we're at work, and you know, someone's introducing Sean to you. He changed his name to Ethan.
Hello.
Jesus.
Excuse me.
My name's Ethan.
Hi, good looking. How you doing?
There is no difference. Sean Toe is exactly right. Sean Toe is a man's man, dude. He will not accept a drink from a guy. He will. He was likely to knock your fucking jaw loose.
Yeah, no. If you definitely like has a lisp, you're not buying me a drink. Like a...
Jesus.
He's like, excuse me.
If you have, like, those fucking piercings that are just, like, holes, like the gauging ones.
Yeah, nice.
I don't care how fucking hardcore you are. I'm sorry. You scare me, man. I don't need a drink from you. Step back. You're scaring me. I can see through your fucking ear.
Nice meeting you. Which is like a beverage, a soft drink beverage.
If you're proud of the fact that you have a cock piercing, don't be buying me a drink.
I think the worst definitely has to be those fucking earrings for the guys who are like, you know, quarters.
The big ones are fucking awful, dude.
Yeah.
And like it gets to the point where the ear, it actually takes on the shape of it at the bottom. Like it extends out. It's not just along with the fucking ear. Like the fucking thing that they have crammed in the little ear hole is fucking stretching everything. It's just disgusting. It's almost like Allie's vagina. It's so stretched out. And it's got crust on the side. It's got some fucking metal thing trying to keep everything together. Ugh. Jimmy, did we cross the line tonight? I think we may have crossed the line.
I don't think so.
You know what happens when we cross the line, Jimmy?
We play a song?
And we have to play a song. And it's got to be a Billy Joel song. Every time we cross the line. It makes everything right, Jimmy. It makes everything okay. You know what I'm saying? Because, Jimmy, I don't know about you, but to me... If you were to ask me, I'd say that only the good die young. I don't really know. Come out, Virginia. Come out, Jimmy. Don't let him wait. See, that's good. Now we're back to normal, Jimmy. You see that? You see how that works? We're back to normal now.
I feel a little bit gayer now, actually.
You feel gayer? Billy Joel is not gay. Dude, Billy Joel gets drunk and stays in houses.
On. You know what? We're taking Sean up on this bet. Because I take a bet to prove you that he won't.
Wait. See, this is where we do autistic screaming, Jimmy. You familiar with the autistic screaming? Because, Jimmy, what did you just say?
I'll take a bet just to prove that he won't.
Dude, I'll take a bet just to prove you I could.
No, I'm telling you, if we get a gay guy to go up to Sean, and he's not knowing that we're playing the gay guy.
Oh, yeah, now Sean's going, so if you're saying the drink was extra, you take it? Maybe like an extra Appletini, Sean?
Yeah, like maybe, you know, an extra 2 minutes at the bar holding my cock?
Sean wasted. I know I've probably told this, but you know what I'm telling it again. New Year's Eve, 04. Again, you can go to http://404.realmud.com/album/New Year's 2004, and then you have to put fucking index.htm for some reason. if you're not in the chat room, fuck you. Sorry. He needs to be in the chat room. There's a picture of Shawnee Murphy drinking his extra Appletini, which he demanded be opened. No one wanted these fucking Appletinis. He's like, if you're having Appletinis, I'll have one if there's an extra. So he kept saying, I need an extra. If there's any extra, I'll have one. Extra, extra, read all about it, give me gay drinks. And like they're like, dude, they open it up for him, pour one out for him, and he's fucking happy as a goddamn clam. He's pissing like a clam. That's what he's doing. And then that led into the hat point. He was drinking his gay fucking drink that looked like Ecto Cooler, the fucking green Hi-C with Slimer on it. Yeah. Jimmy.
Yeah.
What's going on, man?
I'm just laughing at the pictures.
Oh, you're looking at the photos.
The photos.
The photos.
Dude, why is Bob always drunk and his eyes are always closed?
He wasn't drunk there. You know what? And it's good because he's rarely drunk. The first time I've seen him drunk in a long time was at Atlantic City. But this picture, he looks like he's
drunk.
Fucking wasted. He's not.
Look at
drunk.
His eyes. Look
dude,
at his
I
eyes.
I caught him as he was like in mid blink.
Yeah, he's like, dude.
But he does have a fucking pink shirt on. I'll give him that. He's got a pink shirt on, and Jimmy's just fucking happy that he's wearing a Jimmy's fucking 8-Ball Club shirt. Jimmy's got like a name tag on his shirt.
Dude, I am so fucking wasted.
Yeah,
that
you
night.
Are. I can tell. You're fucking laughing at nothing. No one is over there. You're looking over there. You're looking on the right side of the room, and there's no one there. And you're just fucking looking and having a great time. There's fucking empty pizza boxes. Jimmy, it was a grand old time. A fun time was had by all but one.
Who was the one?
I don't know, Jimmy. Who either?
Who? I don't remember.
Oh, yeah. Me neither.
Was that day?
Yeah.
That was that day?
That was that day, Jimmy.
That I thought it was Super Bowl.
What an awful day. No, Super Bowl was not it, Jimmy.
Oh, I don't remember much.
That was a bad day.
You didn't stay at my house that night?
No, I did not stay at your house, Jimmy. I had to break into my own fucking car, remember?
Oh, yeah, the alarm going off, you know, cops being called. And
what a fucking pain in the ass. I'm having a good time. I'm doing storytelling, Jimmy. I'm doing what I was born to fucking do, drink, eat Jimmy's leftovers. And laugh at Sean when he's drinking his gay drinks. I'm having a grand old time, and my fucking car alarm's going off because someone's tired. And that couch they're sitting on all fucking night, not talking to anybody. Not very comfy. Apparently, the passenger seat of a Honda Accord much more comfy with the alarm going off. You can really sleep like that. Fuck. Anyway, Jimmy. Hey, happy times.
Fuck.
Right.
I gotta go to bed, dude. Your show's ending right now.
No, it's not. It's ending after one, Jimmy. You can go to one.
No, I can't. I'm putting the way up. You know, I'm sleeping.
Pomo, 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 Pomo.
I don't know.
Who goes to bed at this hour, Jimmy?
God.
The homos.
The homos.
The homos. The homos known as the bank. The homos known as the bank.
Do they now?
The homos do.
Do they?
And the homos, they touch it.
They do.
The homos will come by and have a seat with Bob.
Hey, hold on. Listen, we got some new listeners, and I want to just say that this is what we do for new listeners on the C-Rock Radio Show, broadcasting live from New York. Okay, here we go. We got a new listener.
Hey.
We got a new.
Hey.
We got a new listener. A new listener today.
I suck dick like a champ.
Ken, you think I don't know these man secrets already?
Hey.
Hey, what's going on? That's right. Hey, no links in the chat room. Thanks.
Hey, who was the seat with Bob at lunch?
I don't know, Jimmy. Maybe it's,
At work, the homos have taken a seat with Bob at lunch.
Even when he's drunk, he speaks like a fucking novel. At work, the homos have taken to sitting with Bob at lunch. have taken to sitting. It's not like, at work, the homos like sitting with Bob at lunch.
That's only me.
It's like a fucking Robert Frost work of literary art.
All right, hey, nigga, I'm going.
No!
I'm going.
Jimmy, what do you got to plug tonight? Plug something tonight. Just anything. You got to pick something.
Sex.
You're plugging sex?
Yes.
Would you like to hear one of my original songs? I'm going to play one right now. Which of my original songs do you want to hear, Jimmy? There, I'll give you choices. There's, and listen to them all. Underdeveloped, which is underdeveloped tits. Sex with Your Ugly Friend. You've Got the AIDS, we just heard. This song has a, quote, happy ending. Stalker Song, Skinny Fat Girl. Sad Mother's Day. O'Connor, Little Indian Deli Man, the Monster Rain song.
Undeveloped tits. I don't think I've ever heard that one.
Okay, here we go. Jimmy, thank you for being on the DJ New Style show tonight.
Hold on, you can't hang up on me.
Okay, I'll play this and then you go.
All right, then I'll go.
Yeah, I like the girls a little younger than me. The kind that have to leave and go to prom committee. Yeah, little high school girls can like an older man. They agree to help me find my dog and hop in my van. I know that I'm a creep, but I just can't resist. Underdeveloped tits. Yeah, I take them to the places they've never been before. I tie them to the seats and treat them like dirty whores. They only want to help, but now they can't even speak. I guess I'll give them back to their moms in a week. I try to walk the straight and narrow, but I must admit I like underdeveloped tits. It's getting harder and harder to keep them under my paw. I had to memorize a speech because of Megan's Law. We got Halloween and Girl Scouts selling cookies from door to door. Oh, how can a guy like me take any more? Yes, I like the girls a little bit younger than me. The kind that had to leave and go to prom committee. Yeah, little high school girls can learn to love an older man. Then I teach them awful things that they can do with their hands. I know that I'm a creep, but I must admit, I take them out to eat and then I watch them shit. There's something in the water, but I still like them with underdeveloped tits. Underdeveloped tits.
Right. Right. Jimmy nah. Rhodes, what'd you think of that one?
Good night.
What'd you think of that song, Jimmy?
Good.
Good.
Good. Good. Yeah. Good night.
All right. Jimmy, thank you for being on the show tonight. You were great and very good. And
always
you,
a pleasure.
And you provide us with lots of sound clips.
Always a pleasure.
Sounder clips.
Later.
You suck, Jimmy.
You suck, Rhodes! All right.
Soup!
Little Jimmy Rhodes, everybody. Yeah, man. We're going to do it. I guess a jam session, but I'm going to take a break. I'm going to play some fucking original tunes. I'm going to, I guess, AIDS patient Rob requested O'Connor. I'm going to play O'Connor and Skinny Fat Girl and Little Indian Deli Man. Why not? It's always fun. Let's do that now, and I'll take a break.
O'Connor. I had a rowboat and a wife I've grown to hate. And then she got pregnant, what a terrible fate. I don't want my son, so I dumped him and his mom in the sea, fishing on Christmas Eve. 32 weeks old, he's going on 33. I'd say he had Lacey's eyes if we knew where they might be. Oh, they found my son, little puddle of shattered hopes, broken dreams, fed every fish in the sea. O'Connor, 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 O'Connor. Thank you. on a treadmill, running fast, racing against time, running from her chubby past, but now she's in her prime. And diet soda and fat-free chips, so her jeans fit loose. But back in high school, nicknamed Hips, she weighed up about a douche. She's the skinny fat girl, went to college and lost a lot of weight. She knows the future, she'll gain it back, she can't escape her fate. Skinny fat girl, went to college and sucked a lot of dick. She feels so fat, we know she's that, but she says she's thick. Morning workouts and throwing up so she can drink tonight. But when she gets drunk, she goes for pizza, that's why her clothes fit tight. A lack of self-esteem gives her license to gobble frat boy meat, to try to forget those high school days when she couldn't even see her feet. Skinny fat girl, went to college and lost a lot of weight. She knows the future, she'll gain it back, she can't escape her fate. Skinny fat girl, went to college and sucked a lot of dick. She feels so fat, we know she's that, but she says she's thick. Come on! In a year she gets some job. You know it's so hard to eat for health. The only way she knows to stop the weight gain is just to kill herself. Wow! Skinny fat girl, went to college and lost a lot of weight. She knows the future, she'll gain it back, she can't escape her fate. Skinny fat girl, went to college and sucked a lot of dick. She feels so fat, we know she's that, but she says she's thick. Skinny fat girl, went to college and lost a lot of weight. She knows the future, she'll gain it back, she can't escape her fate. Skinny fat girl, went to college and sucked a lot of dick. She feels so fat, we know she's that, but she says she's thick. Driving on your way to work and there's a rumble in your belly. Pull your car to the nearest store, it's your local small town deli. Walking in and you can see it all, you're hungry but not that stressed. And out from the back busts a raggedy man who never tries to impress, 'cause he's the little Indian deli man who lives behind his goods. We are like the little deli man, although his English isn't very good. And that little Indian deli man, he never reads the expiration date. That motherfucking little deli man sells green meat as he toys with fate. Grab a snack from the rack and pay, but your change, it won't be here. Your money's gone and he told you why, but it wasn't all back there. You don't give me $20 bill, man, I go to turn you get me the $10 bill. You turn around and you walked away confused, the penny was still and you were robbed by the little Indian deli man who lives behind his goods. We are like the little deli man, although his English isn't very good. And that little Indian deli man, he never reads the expiration date. The motherfucking little deli man sells green meat as he toys with fate. Very good. And that little Indian and deadly man, he never reads the expiration date. The little Indian deli man sells green meat as he told you to. Oh yeah, you know he toys with fate for hours, every single day of the week. He's open 24 hours, he sells moldy flowers, but you know that he does what he can. Little Indian deli man.
Yes, you did!
Oh, man.
The DJ New Style
Fuck
Show.
You. Fuck you. Fuck you. Shit, yeah. Fuck you. Fuck you.
Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show. Kicking it on into the third hour. Yeah, man. Yeah, it's the show of the autistic grunts and moans and craziness. That's right, we're going nuts, we're having some fun. We had Little Jimmy Rhodes on for the whole entire show. We had Shawnee Murphy on for a good chunk of the show as well. oh, man, I tell you. We're having a good fucking time. If you want me to just jam a bit, I'll make up some fucking songs now. I don't give a fuck. You know, it's the lost hour of the DJ New Style Show. That's what it is. When we do the replay, you know what? The replay gets cut down to 2 hours to fit into a time slot. So, fuck it. It's the lost hour of the DJ New Style Show. Does not matter. We have fun, and we have lots of laughs, and we touch each other, and we smile, and we don't tell anybody. It's fucking crazy. It's nice. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Okay. There she is in front of me, right there looking at me. I don't want her looking at me, 'cause when we're fucking it distracts me. When I make contact with her eyes, I see a fear the gags can't disguise. I know it's not a big surprise, she likes to be free of all these ties. When we're fucking, don't look at me. Turn around and make believe that I'm your fucking Prince Charming. When we're fucking, don't look at me. When we're fucking, don't look at me. When we're fucking, don't look at me. Turn around and make believe. Pretty soon I'll run out of steam. Oh, when we're fucking, don't look at me. When we're fucking, don't look at me. When we're fucking down, look at me. Gives them construction papers, scissors, glitter, and glue. The other kids just sit and smile, but little Jerry didn't know what to do. Little Tommy wrote his mom a letter, little Joey cut out a heart. But little Jerry felt so left out, this was tearing him apart. 'Cause Mother's Day can be so harsh, it made Jerry lose his mind. The other kids wrote, I love you, Mom, but little Jerry only has two dads. Because Jerry doesn't know what it's like to have your mom be the chaperones, to to have your mom be let her take care of you when you're sick and you have to stay home. Oh, but Jerry knows damn well how it feels when your dad leaves you home alone. To sneak off to New York City's meatpacking district and blow a transsexual named Flo. Well, I guess he'll never know why his dad's so into guys. Cause every time he leaves his dad alone, his dad gets so into guys. Because Mother's Day can be so harsh, it makes Jerry lose his mind. The other kids watch their mom make cake while Jerry's dad takes it from the behind. Oh, Mother's Day can be so harsh, it makes Jerry feel so bad. The other kids wrote, I love you, Mom, but little Jerry only has two dads. Right. All right. If anybody wants to give me a topic, I'll make up a song for you right now. Otherwise, I can play some Sublime songs. Or I'll do some of my original songs. It doesn't matter. Yeah, man. I'll do some original songs, man. I'm just in a fucking crazy mood because we were listening to the DJ New Style show. You want to send feedback in, send it out on AOL Instant Messenger to DJ New Style or DJ New Styley. You can also hit me up on the Skype. That's internet telephony that just works. Skype.com. The name on there is DJ New Style. You can get on the air. You just need headphones and a microphone and a gigantic beer bottle shoved up your ass. Neck end in. Okay, you have to have the neck end in first. You don't want to be like Allie. Take the bottom, the very bottom of the bottle in there. Have the little neck peek out. Sing a song about how... Oh, here we go. Okay. Hey. Shawnee Murphy's a fucking pig. He only wants a 16-year-old who's just a twig. No body fat, no shit at all. He doesn't wanna have her fucking piss him off with a call. Robbie Mason's got the fucking AIDS. The last girl he banged, he had to pay. He took her out to a steakhouse, $400 a plate. And then he ended up having to masturbate. Shawnee Toe would fucking knows if you gave him the chance. He'd do it in any fucking setting, a high school dance. He didn't care, he's got no scruples, no morals too. He's bound to find a girl and unleash his spoo on her face and on her tits and into her belly. It doesn't even matter, shit turns like jelly. Then it goes real clear and rinses right off. Turns into flakes every time she fucking coughs. I just get a little fucking crazed. I don't give a fuck. You can take my house and try to raise, burn it down. I don't give a shit and burn it to the ground. You can pretend you're Allah and I'm not unsound. Oh, you guys are fucking pigs. You're just fucking pervs and pigs. You only like girls that are just twigs. You guys are just fucking pigs. All day you talk about fucking a snatch and dream about doing it while you're stroking and throwing a batch. You gotta pop the hatch and throw the tissue away because every time you end your day you have to fucking play. Pop out a batch, don't lose your rhythm. Get that tissue and catch all your jism. Bundle it on up, scrunch it up in a ball. Throw it up in the garbage can or out in the hall. It doesn't matter because you know your nuts just get fatter. If you leave them alone, they get filled with baby batter. But I don't care because that shit don't mean shit to me. You guys are nothing but pigs, you fucking pervs. Look how your twisted minds all work. You just sit and talk about shit while you jerk. Oh, look how your mind fucking works. I don't know, I just don't know why you guys can't talk about beating up other guys. You have to talk about how this chick is bad. This chick is shitty, this chick is ugly. Oh wait, that chick is fat. Oh my god, I'd describe at least 2 hours of my show. I'm the guy that needs a fucking miracle to keep him out of hell. So I'm gonna go to Taco Bell and forgive all those Mexicans that I didn't treat so well. Gotta go, I gotta fucking repent before God talks to me, and I have to resent all the shit that I did and all the shit that I kept pent up. Gotta throw up and gotta purge, gotta get some energy, a fucking surge to my brain, or anything you see. I don't know why I'm doing, I'm only back to be flowing. I don't give a shit because you know I'm just not all-knowing. Omnipotent, I'm not that present. I don't give a fuck if you're a nip or a red man. I don't know what you're doing, but you're listening to my show, the DJ New Style Show, when I'm on a free flow. Oh, God. Right now, man! Yeah, yeah, it's 12:30. It's 12:27 in the AM. You're listening to the DJ New Style Show. In case you're just tuning in, we're doing freestyling. Stay up late with me. Oh, your tardiness will set you free. Your boss will forgive you. You'll keep your job. You'll slowly find a whore that'll slob your knob. She'll swallow your seed, give you everything you need. She'll treat you right. She'll treat you right indeed. But you won't care. You'll just let it go when you'll waste it all on an app store hoe. I don't know why you're gonna tell me that you're better than that. So better than that. I don't know why you tell me you're above that shit. You're above that shit. Listen to the next words. I don't know what you're trying to do, what you're trying to pull, but you know what I've been through. My whole life is crazy now. Don't wanna be stuck behind some lame cow that's not fucking me right, not fucking me tonight or right now. I don't give a shit, I don't do it right. Bitch, please don't be giving me no shit. I'm gonna come back to the studio and make another hit like Robin Mason has AIDS. It doesn't matter, I don't care. Robin Mason, you got the AIDS, but it's been played out, played out, played out, sang out everywhere. You stop and stare as you look at me. I'm only rolling back and you know that I'm not 23. I'm only getting a little older as time passes by. Look at me when you're talking, look me in the eye. Fuck you bitches, fuck you hoes. I just don't know how fast I can go. I like to make up words, I like to just free flow. Keep going cause you know I'm a little fast, I'm not slow. Bitch please, I'm just buck wildin'. I'm only rhyming, I'm smiling because you know I do mine. And I don't give a fuck, you can just get in line. Bitch please. That last song about these guys being pigs was from Allison Wright, sister to Grill Master Dan, on RadioBBQ.net, the station of the DJ New Style Show, RadioBBQ.net. I've been with them for over a month now. I don't even know. I don't know, man. I've been with them forever, man. It's their 1 year anniversary, right? They've been doing their thing for about a year. Really respect it. I listened to Craig Coleman before I got on the show. And Craig Coleman listened to me. He decided that he would suggest that I be, you know, scouted. I co-hosted, not co-hosted. I actually ran the fucking show for the Dan Wright, Grillmaster Dan show for like a half hour while he checked on the kids.
Baby monitor's going off. Gotta go get some ginger ale. Gotta go get some ginger ale. You know what I'm talking about? The baby monitor going off. Okay, hey, you know what? Just do what you gotta do. I don't know. That's the best I can do of an impression of Grill Master Dan. Right. So they got me on, and I did some stuff there. The listeners that were listening to him already they liked it. So, you know, I brought my crew to the Radio BBQ land, and a lot of them have taken to it. They listen to other shows. They check out Coleman Show. They check out Eric Ryan. They check out Lead Speak. All of them. Bethy Nova. Bad Monkeys shows. Like, see, they check it out, man. And the station's getting better and better. It's a giant love fest. It's a fucking love fest, man. It was the summer of love. And I thank the stars above because the radio station took a loving over me. And just to gain her trust, I bought a microbus because I sold up all my personal property. Right. Oh, man. Hey, no links in the chat room. Oh, man. My favorite shows on Radio BBQ, and keep this in mind, I fucking hate hip-hop, dude. I am the most fucking corn-fed white boy you've ever met, and I fucking hate hip-hop. I can't stand it, but I love this one show called Eric's Archives. He plays like underground shit, not commercial, not like, yo, bling bling, motherfucker, y'all don't know how I'm rolling. I'm getting my motherfucker Escalade, I get paid, then I get laid. Ugh, never. He plays all this shit, like, that's just old school, fucking, he mixes it up, he plays it like an entire album, kind of talks through it, mixes it, fucking, he keeps it going fucking nice, he flows it, it's great. Eric's Archives, if you're ever home on a Friday. It's the only problem. It's on a Friday. yeah, you should check it out. Go to the radiobbq.net. Check out the schedule. And what you need to do is also check out the Coleman Show. Coleman is... His schedule's up in the air right now. I think he's going to end up doing like an hour a night or something like that. I like that show. A lot of the shows are music. There's some talk shows out there like the Bad Monkey show, Solitary, and, he comes on there with the guy that does Lead Speak. Not feeling any love for Lead Speak right now, but, yo, Lead Speak's a good show, dude. I mean, you gotta take it for what it is. It's a technical show. If you don't like fucking technology, then obviously you're not gonna like that show, so. I happen to like technology. I like what he does. He puts together a great show, so. Fuck y'all, motherfuckers. That's right. I think I'm going to wrap it up, because you know what? I'm really fucking wiped. I've been up since, the cracking hour of, like, 7:30, man. Forget it. I've been up, like, for a long time, and I've had nothing but fucking coffee, and now my coffee high is done. I'm over with, son. I've got nothing left. Yeah, I'm out. I want to thank everybody who supports the DJ New Style Show. Most of all, VizHost.com. VizHost.com is run by Mark Frege, the web guru, according to the article on Wikipedia, which you can get to from DJNewStyle.com. Mark Frege, VizHost.com, he'll host your website and give you AIDS by showing you pictures of Vietnamese prostitutes fucking dogs. I'm just kidding, FCC guy. There's an FCC monitor on this station, though. Oh, well. Whatever. He doesn't do that. He's a web host. And he shows you porno. SilentSpick.com. That guy's a true friend of the show. He's an alcoholic. He's been drinking for like 10 fucking years straight. Nothing but Bacardi Gold. Now he's trying to clean up his act. He's getting shit together. He'll be on the show, man. I don't care if he's sober, drunk, high in jail, or getting fucked by a goat. He's very entertaining in any state. And also M-Active. M-Active is pulling it together, man. He's doing his fucking thing. Doing his thing, man. Yeah. All the M-Active kids, skateboarding, all that. And all my motherfucking friends. We got Shawnee Toe, Lil Shawnee Murphy, Lil Bobby Sobers, and Lil Jimmy Rhodes, Adam Laser, Kevin Tlusty. We've got Kurt from M-Active. M-Active himself. Chelsea, the fucking Radio BBQ, Grillmaster Dan and his sister Allison Wright. And coming up next is a Coleman archive. Craig Coleman. You know what? If you want to, if you're staying up, you're fucking bored, check out the fucking Coleman show. Dude, Craig Coleman is fucking talented and he's quick-witted. You gotta fucking, you gotta check it out, man. You gotta check it out. Coming up next, the Craig Coleman Show, in quotes, archive. Go to CraigColemanShow.com to check out Craig Coleman Show, in quotes. He does it in quotes because he thinks it's not real, but it is. It's a fucking show, man. It's a show, man. Show in quotes, Radio Network. Alright, I'm out of here. I'm gonna take you out with a motherfucking show. How about a quick one here? The Monster Ain't song. And then after that, I'm out. If you're listening to the replay, thank you. you're the best. Here's the Monster Ain't song. Thank you. Be sure to tune in every fucking Tuesday. Get your mom, your brother, your sister, your uncle, your aunt, your cousin, your grandpa, and everybody that ever fucking lived that you know to listen. And it'd be nice. We have a party. See ya! Tuesdays at 10. DJ New Style Show. CBS FM. Yeah! Sure, I'm out this motherfucker.
Why do you call me up?
Call me up,
little Jimmy Norton, just to get me down.
Get me down.
Down under the porch where you suck me off.
Suck me off.
Jiggle my nuts and wipe them with the sock.
With the sock.
Oh, you silly goose, Monster Rain.
Monster Rain.
Here he comes, little fella. You know that this fills us with shame. So
little Jim,
tell your dad it's just a game. This phase will be over at 10, you tell me now and again. Well, we're 8, looks like we got 2 years.
Ba-da-da.
I told you before I won't play anymore, not unless I guzzle 15 beers.
Gay, gay, gay.
Monster Rain, a good old time.
Gay, gay, gay.
Two little kids covered in cock slime. I'll be there with the therapist talking about you. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Why do you call me up?
Call me up,
little Jim Norton, just to get me down.
Get me down.
Down under the porch where you suck me off.
Suck me off.
Juggle my balls and wipe them with a sock.
With
oh,
sock.
You silly goose, Monster Rain.
Monster Rain.
Here it comes, little fella. You know that this fills us with shame. Hey, little Jim,
little
are you sure that this is a game?
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
You'll drop 200 or less to get a log on your chest to forget. About sucking little boy dick.
Ba-da-da.
The drug that you blow on drug addicted hoes you regret. It starts to get you sick.
Oh, by the way, see Rockin' Alley? I have 10 listeners only now that my show's over. How's it feel to have that your whole entire show? Suck my fucking cock, you fucks. Shoot!
Why do you call me up?
Call me up,
little Jim Norton, just to get me down.
Get me down.
Down under the porch where you suck me off.
Suck me off.
And juggle my balls and wipe them with a sock.
With a
oh,
sock.
You silly goose, Monster Rain.
Monster Rain.
Here it comes, little fella. You know that this fills us with shame. So
little Jim,
tell your dad it's just a game.
Hey, I suck dick like a champ.
Ken, you think I don't know these man secrets already?